You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious, sometimes it's intense.
It's Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
Podcast.
No topics, no directions, but I love doing it.
On riotcast.com.
Yeah, this is such an 80s wrestler intro.
He's in the arena! Robert Kelly is in the arena! He's got a chair! That son of a bitch has got a chair!
All right, we are back with the... yes, I've gained weight in a week. In 1 week. For all the people viewing right now, yes, I'm fatter than I was a week ago.
How much?
17 pounds.
No way.
No, I'm kidding. The fact that that's fucking believable to you.
I don't know, dude. You fluctuate weight like a high school wrestler.
That was my nickname in high school.
Was high school wrestler?
No, Fluctuate.
Oh, that's a cool nickname.
They used to call me Fluctuate.
That's like a black guy's name. Who are you hanging out with? Fluctuate?
That motherfucker be fluctuating.
Him and Landre.
We,
I love Excuse your fucking me. Mafia Don cough.
We, you get him. You get him tonight. This cocksucker tried to poison me.
Looking like the Kingpin, too, from Spider-Man, a little bit.
Spider-Man, it's fucking
not Spider-Man, you fucking
bro.
Dumb.
Hey, Spider-Man.
Oh, sorry, no, we made a mistake. Yeah. Well, why would we fuck with a Jew with glasses when it came to fucking references on comic books?
He looks like he also wrote up the trade copyright on Kingpin for Marvel.
Wow, is there
Where's
a
the
wordy? No, not a bomb one, a wordy one.
Yeah,
it's a bomb dana that just keeps going and going.
I come here to really let my jokes breathe.
Now we should let them die.
Hey.
Hey, all right, we got a very special show today. To my left, the producer of the show. The booker of the show, the main guy who fucking didn't want Deepu here. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
You just want to start some shit between us.
Now, I love it. This shit's over. Kelly's gone, who I love. I love Kelly.
Be honest.
I do.
Okay.
I love Kelly, man. You can't ever fucking take that away from me. I love fucking Kelly Festuca. If it wasn't for her, first of all, you should love her. You wouldn't be
I
here.
I wouldn't be here, no.
And if you weren't here, Deepu would fucking still be here, but hopefully I would have found him.
That's the genesis of this podcast. It's Kelly Festuca begot Chris Scopo.
She's patient zero, and she gets everybody.
That's what Kelly is in the podcast world, the outbreak monkey. She spit in someone's mouth, and then we're all infected.
Hello.
I'm fucking walking around in the Morgan Freeman-like outbreak suit.
But I do. I love Kelly, and I miss her, and it's great. But there hasn't been any controversy between the inner circle of us. You know what I mean?
Do you see where the
like, nobody's fought on the show.
Do you see where the problem might
well,
have been?
Well, Lewis hasn't been on it either.
That's
so.
True. I mean, yeah, that's very true.
Bro, why would you say that, bro?
Yeah.
But what's
that? Is it better without the conflict, or you miss the conflict?
I don't mind conflict at all. Like Howard Stern said, don't run away from controversy, run to it.
Oh, you sound just like
let it in.
I was just waiting for fucking Deepu to give me a close-up, which he never did. Fucking wow. Not everybody's perfect. Yeah, you got the Anthony Cumia shirt on.
Yeah, I don't know.
What are you trying to fucking say?
He's got a lot of confidence with that shirt on.
White power.
Fucking Scopo's getting funny. This is 2 weeks in a row. He's had more than two.
Yeah.
Killing it. No, I don't know. First thing I saw today, I just grabbed it.
Are you a stutterer?
Yeah.
I just picked that up.
Mm-hmm.
You stutter?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you
I
tell me?
I got made fun of by my principal.
Your principal?
Yeah.
Oh, fucking public school in fucking
no,
New York.
No, it was Catholic school.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was like in the fourth grade. I stuttered, and then she goes, spit it out.
Jeez, she fucking like, Billy Madison you?
She yelled at him.
Today, Junior.
I said, say, Jesus. You really stuttered?
I have a little bit of a stutter,
picked that up right this second. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, well, I try to hide it.
Yeah, you hide it well.
Yeah, but a little bit of a stutter.
Yeah, that's good, man. So once in a while, you fucking...
Yeah, some certain words I'll get crossed
like
out.
Like, what fucks you up? Like, you get nervous?
It used to be nerves. Now it's just if I have to, if it's a big word.
Like what? What's a word?
Like Genesis. I try. Oh. Now I said it good because I prepared myself.
Nice.
I said
it good.
Say it in a word. Say it in a sentence.
Talking real good.
Just go now. Go.
The Genesis of I don't know, but I can if I think about it, I can say it. But if I just spit it out,
right.
I'll stutter it.
Oh no shit. Wow, I wish you stuttered. That'd make you so much more. That'd be awesome. We could just fucking throw words at you. Oh, it'd be fucking great for us.
We'd make him the perfect crony for you. Like, what are you saying, Chris? He'd be like, that's that. I didn't book him on the podcast. Bobby.
I'd change my name to Bobby Tony Samantha Stingray.
It's like Abbott and Costello. Or Laurel and Hardy. Damn it. Well,
hey, who cares? Everybody laughed anyways. Abbott, two fat guys and a fat guy, skinny guy. We got Louis Katz
on the show today.
Who's back by popular demand.
Oh, thank you.
Really? Not really popular. We haven't had you on in a while, and you said yeah. No, I'm glad to see you, buddy.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's been a minute.
Yeah, it's been a minute. Where you been?
I was on the road for a while.
Yeah?
I'm finally back.
Good.
I'll be back around for a while. So.
Oh, good, man.
Yeah, really? Winter's coming.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Or I'll be in LA for winter, hiding out.
Is that what you do?
Doesn't matter.
Yeah. Well, I've done it once. I did it. I was, you know, because I'm from LA, so it was easy for me to go back there.
Really?
And then I did it. And then there was like that really bad winter here like 4 years ago. And I was like, I'm done doing this. And then I went to LA the next winter, and it was the mildest winter in New York history. So right. I did that one. But now it also, you know, it also coincides with pilot season. So it makes sense to be out there to audition for stuff. So
yeah. How's that going?
I mean, my career?
No, how did the pilot season go? Do you like it?
I mean, I don't know. I'm just there in L.A., man.
Pilot season, I mean, I just think it's a fucking scam. Yeah. I really do. I think it's a fucking sham scam.
And everybody's out there.
I think, what?
Everybody's out there around that time.
Let me introduce you, because people just heard a new voice. Ooh. And it was dark and delicious. Mike, what's your last name?
Racine.
Mike Racine. Where are you from, buddy?
Jersey.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. And it's the first time on the show. Welcome to the YKWD. Let's give them what we usually give people.
What do we do?
I don't know. We should do something,
nothing,
right?
Really.
No, we don't do anything.
Racine's hilarious, though.
Actually, we don't do anything. So there you go.
I've known Mike for a long
time. Hilarious guy.
He's fucking hilarious.
What are you going to say? He's right here.
Yeah. I would tell you he's a horrible human being.
Do you know what I like Racine? Last night, I went to LOL, about to bring him up, and he goes, I don't really fucking like the guy that was on stage. He goes, there's something fucking about him. I just don't like him. He's like dirty.
I didn't say I didn't like him. I said he's like surface nice, but I wouldn't want to like rob a bank.
Yeah, but
him.
You didn't. You said you didn't like him. Come on, you didn't like him.
Who was it? Godfrey?
Yeah.
who was it?
Not at places we perform at.
Yeah.
Who is it? You can't tell the guy's name.
I'm not going to say the guy's name.
No. Oh, so you're not fucking that ballsy, are you?
No.
We're not rats. No, not at all.
We're not rats. and we have, of course, Monster Voice.
Hi.
A.K.A. Dan Soda.
Hi.
A.K.A. Corporate Dan.
Very much so, Robert.
You are fucking very, very fucking corporate.
I love what you've done with the space. The Riot Cast is moving in a tremendous direction.
Do you really?
Oh, the additions you're making. I really feel like...
We just announced two new shows this year.
Which are going to be huge.
We had Dante's The Bass Phillip Show, and then we just added Sebastian and Pete Corielli.
Cool.
Which is fucking a great show.
Yeah.
So we do. Riotcast is getting bigger and bigger. We have to get a new blanket.
Mm-hmm. You need a new AIDS quilt. podcast thing.
It really has become an AIDS quilt, hasn't it? And we have, I don't know what the fuck you are, but we'll get to you after. We have the video producer. What is your title?
Technical director.
Oh, that's nice.
I like that. Kind of like Nolan feel to it.
I like that one, yeah.
I do too. I like that. Technical director. If you guys are digging all the new craziness, the beautiful video and the editing and the graphics and the 3D animation, this is the technical director, Deepu
Gill. Gill is the last name.
I don't like that name. Deepu Wapatawa.
It's a real letdown after Deepu.
Yeah.
People expect to be much longer.
Yeah. Deepu Gill.
Yeah, what's
Ron Gill sounds like a guy my dad was in Vietnam with. Like the last name Gill. We're like, old Doug Gill? Oh, that son of a bitch was a psycho overseas.
I used to snort cough syrup.
Yeah.
Oh, I suck. I just itched my ear, and I couldn't hear my own joke, so I flubbed it. Mm-hmm. I went, cough syrup. What? Doesn't mean anything. Sorry. Oh, that feels so good.
That's good price.
I took a shit and did it. Cleaned my ears and brushed my teeth at the same time. Yeah.
Multitasking.
That's the equivalent of you getting double teamed. You just put a fucking, you're like, oh, yeah, you want that ear tip in there?
You know what I've been watching on YouTube a lot? Have you seen these videos where they're like, they're going to get something out of someone's ear? It's like stuffed up, something's bothering them. And they pull something out and it's little, and then it's a fucking like 2-inch bug.
Why?
Living in their ear.
What's that? Brain worms.
I don't know. It I forget, feel satisfied.
Who takes it out?
I don't know. I hope a medical professional. I don't know.
What the fuck?
Because I've been stuffed up for a week, dude.
Probably a bug.
No, dude, seriously, that's my biggest fear. You know, I had a moth fly in my ear in New Hampshire.
And it lived there?
No, hang on. No, it's not a fucking children's book.
That's what happened.
The Moth in Bobby's Head by Roald Dahl. There was a man named Bobby who had a lot of space in his head.
Oh, there. This motherfucker.
Poor Dan. Very much alive and well.
No, you just made a fucking stupid joke and a moth joke, motherfucker. Listen, yeah, I was going into the house, and you know, at night you have the light on outside. This moth fucking beelined in my, just went directly in my ear. A fucking one out of a gazillion chance this could happen to somebody. Went in my ear, and I'll fucking throw up thinking about it. Its head was sticking.
Yeah!
So Dawn had to pull, Dawn's laughing her ass off.
Yeah, of course.
Because she's a fucking psycho from Everett. And she had to pull it out, but she was scared. She doesn't like bugs, so she's fucking freaking out laughing.
Oh, no.
Oh, it was so fucking, and it was in my ear. And let me tell you how loud a fucking moth is when it's in your eardrum.
Oh,
when it's in the just canal, buzzing. It's just no. It's like this. It's like this. Is what it sounds like.
Hate you.
This is what it sounds like.
Oh man! Oh, that's
and then it would stop, and you're like,
no!
"Is it?"
God, that's where it fucks me up.
Maybe you had babies in your head.
It would stop, and then all of a sudden.
Oh, just like jerked off.
Oh, alright, yeah, stop trying so hard. Okay, Scobo. You got two good ones.
Scobo's now just taking the shot every time he gets the ball.
He's just throwing
You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. Alright.
He's like, how about that one?
How about the little kid who scores 2 points and now he just chucks it up?
Yeah, he just fucking did that joke. Want to do it again?
I'm trying here.
It's fucking more wordy. You just took a great joke with animation and a character and you made it wordy like I just did with my explanation of your joke. Boo, Bobby.
Did you have the same reaction to the moth in your ear as like when you broke your knee on Tourgasm? Was it like,
my ear, there's a fucking moth in my ear.
I'm just imagining you freaking out like, I'll get it out, dun. Ow, that's fucked. The silence is what fucked me
up. How'd she get it out? Tweezers?
She got a pair of tweezers. And when she pulled it out, it stopped, it froze, and then it went nuts.
Yeah.
Because it was panicking, and it tried to go back in.
Oh.
Whoa.
Did it feel good when it got pulled out?
Oh, yes.
But I was like,
no, it felt terrible. I felt lonely. I wanted it back in. Like I never had a dad, but then all of a sudden everything came together.
Fucking stuff it back in.
Just put it back in, please.
That would be amazing if that's what solved our problem.
What, a moth in your ear?
Just shove bugs in my ear. I'm like, you know what? I got like a lot of confidence.
Wasn't there some sci-fi movie where they like, that's how you could speak every language if you put a bug in your ear?
No, but
there will be now.
Maybe I dream.
That's a great fucking idea. Put the language bug in his ear.
I must have Star Trek. Read that.
Why was that the worst alien voice ever?
No,
I didn't
like
know
that.
What it was.
It was just a fucking old, when we first came to this country and we were English accent.
Yeah, we were British people.
But then it switched over and we had our own little, it was American,
yeah.
But it was sophisticated.
Yes, fancy New Englander.
Yeah, a New Englander? Like a Harvard guy or something, right?
Something. It was weird. Like a lot of the old actresses would have that. Yeah. They weren't English, they were American. But oh, darling.
Yeah.
Please, come to my house for dinner.
Yeah,
yes.
It's like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah,
because they were fucking rich and
waspy.
They had slaves.
It was waspy.
And they fucking told people what to do. That's why.
If you told people what,
I'm sorry, buddy. Go ahead.
Nah, that's all right.
No, it was the first thing.
I was saying, when you have slaves, you have to talk a certain way, you know, so they don't.
Yeah. Get out of line.
Wow, you are from Jersey. Give him the Kumia shirt. Dude, when you have slaves, you fucking talk to them differently. Trust me, my uncle was fucking a slave.
I don't know if you know the mathematics behind this, but they're actually 3/5 of a person.
Dude, you ever go through the tunnel? Right, the fucking right there. Jesus Christ. Now, let me ask you a question. What's your name?
Derek.
Talking to the mic, Derek.
Derek.
Derek, did you hear yourself? Did you hear the difference?
Yeah.
Talk there. Now go back.
Yeah.
Now say your name.
Derek.
Now see? Go back. Derek. Now say it. See, it's a difference. That's radio. That's all you need to know. Where are you from, Derek?
San Francisco area.
San Francisco. And you're a comic, correct?
No, I used to manage a club down in San Diego.
Yeah, but didn't you do comedy, too?
Just a fan.
Oh, okay. Well, you managed an insane club in San Diego.
Yeah,
it was
the best.
Fucking... All right, talking to the microphone. Remember
one
we
of the
did,
best.
When we went to school?
Yeah.
Okay, ready? One of the best.
Yeah.
And what happened?
Just wasn't a good fit, and so I moved back up to the San Francisco area where there are lots of jobs and...
With comedy?
No, I work at a startup now.
A startup what?
So we work with retail.
Look at Depot's getting fucking hard on right now.
Startup. If you could tell me slowly. What kind of startup? I don't know, would you need an advisor? Or
that's his new fucking character. It's great.
I got fucking dumb Depot in on this. There you go. There's Depot, by the way. He's Indian.
Love
so he...
startups. Love startups.
You look like a startup werewolf.
I can feel the opportunities.
Doesn't he look
run
like?
Run away!
Remember when the werewolf would have a kid, yeah. Like the son werewolf.
Yeah, he looks like Wolf Boy.
Remember
Wolf Boy on the cover of the National Enquirer?
Weekly World Report.
World Report.
Yeah, yeah.
So you had the club down there, and it didn't happen because I haven't been booked back. Are you the reason why I got there?
No, I mean I don't know. I honestly can't tell you what's going on out there.
American, sounds like you can.
American let, comedy
let,
company.
Let corporate Dan step in.
Yeah,
just please.
Plead the fifth in this case.
Yeah.
He doesn't really want to talk about old opportunities. He's looking forward to new opportunities.
That was a great club. It's a beautiful club. It's a beautiful gig. The crowds are great. The club is amazing. The hotel is phenomenal. Mm.
Yeah, I highly recommend anyone goes there.
That's but, pretty rare, too. Decent people who like work in comedy and don't want to do it.
Yeah.
Don't have...
Yeah,
it is. So you got out of it. Well, now you're in it. I mean, that's just weird. You loved it.
Yeah. I don't know. I've worked in comedy for like 6-7 years, and eventually it just wasn't something I wanted to pursue anymore. The
right.
Crippling anxiety got to be a bit too much.
Yeah. Why were you anxiety? Why did you have anxiety so much over what? Comics that you liked or
buying new shoes for Eddie Griffin every night or
picking out the green M&Ms for the other black comedian.
There's some Roseanne, if I can say that. She apparently when she went to the Improv, which is where I used to work in San Jose,
right?
She had it required to have. Freeze dried. No. It was Starbucks fresh ground coffee. And the GM at the time was just like, fuck it. She's getting Safeway freeze dried coffee, and she couldn't even tell the difference. So it's just these.
It's a ballsy move.
Well, here's the thing with that. That's when somebody goes, look, why don't you be a real man and go, no, we're not doing it. How about doing that? How about going, hey, we don't do that. We want you here, but we're not gonna send somebody down to get you freeze dried. If you want that, you can bring it. We'll make it, or we'll get you our coffee, and we'll make sure it's really, you know. But I'm not doing that. How about fucking that?
You would say that to the she devil herself.
I'm not saying I would do it. I would have just went and got the bitch your fucking Starbucks fucking coffee. He goes, Roseanne, do you like it, Roseanne? Yeah. Nah, dude. I'm just saying that's fucking kind of a shitty. Here's the thing. Don't forget, we're on that end too.
Yeah.
There might be a day where you're like, yeah, if someone says, what do you want? And you go, hey, I like this. And they go, okay. And then they go behind your back, what a fucking cunt.
Then why did they ask if you wanted it?
Yeah.
Well,
fuck them.
Right?
See,
get out, Derek.
Yeah, get the fuck out, you like shitty club owner.
You keep putting things in my head that didn't happen.
I mean, you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm actually always for even fucking Eddie Griffin, who requests sneakers every time. Uh-huh. If you're gonna do it, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Don't fucking bitch. If you're gonna go buy him his sneakers, shut the fuck up. You're done.
Is that true?
But yeah,
really? Yeah.
He wants a pair every. I think it's one
Air Force Ones.
Air Force Ones, right?
All white.
All white.
Yeah.
What are you saying?
That's what he wants.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's what Chris Scopo wants, just as a nation.
That was last week's podcast, by the way.
Oh.
No, I think that if you're going to complain, you don't do something and then fucking bitch about it. Just say no. We're not getting you fucking sneakers. Go get your own sneakers. We're paying you a ton of cash to do 7 hours of comedy a night. You know, our waitresses are literally going to commit suicide because they fucking have to pay their babysitters $400 when you perform here.
Is he done?
Yeah, is he done?
Oh, now he wants to talk now about CNN.
Now he's talking.
CNN, man. 3 + 9 equals 2 divided by 1 brings you back to 3, motherfucker!
That wasn't bad.
So, I mean, but if you're going to do it, fucking, you know, shut the fuck up about it. Yeah. Don't, you know what I mean? It's like,
if you're going to go along with the shitty request, then you can't, you don't really have the room to shit on them for it.
You know, how many times have you come up where you just show up and you got a bottle of water and that's it?
That's amazing.
You know what I mean?
I still like that.
Yeah, no, but
I'm appreciative of the water.
I like water, but I would also, you know, I hate it when they go for your ride. Like, they'll read my... I have a rider.
You do?
Yeah, I have a rider. What's you have one, too.
What's
fucking...
It,
I don't have one.
Oh, you fucking Dan Soda.
I don't have one.
I'll fucking jump across this table and bite your fucking puppet nose.
Bring it right now.
Really?
You would jump across this table to bite my
nose. I'd walk around.
And I don't have a rider. I don't have... Do you have a rider, Louie?
Well, I think you're saying there's probably something in a standard contract, but I don't know what I would ask for.
I'll tell you what I want. Ready?
Not Louis Gomez?
That's funny. I'll take it. No, Louie actually... forget it. I would show up at colleges, and there would be nothing. And I remember I'd ask for water, and the guy come back. He came back with a cup, and it wasn't even like it wasn't like a plastic cup. It was a cup from his room. Like, you know what? Go fuck yourself. Yeah. So
homecoming
I put it
weekend cup,
and then you. He really is swinging.
Yeah.
Don't you fucking let us stop you from swinging. Yeah. You keep swinging. I think it's the shirt that's giving you the confidence.
Yeah.
I put in what. What I put in? Water. There's always got to be water. And I put in a deli plate.
Yeah.
When I do colleges.
Yeah.
Because, you know,
there's no food there. You're right.
You know, no food. And I don't want to. You know, look, sometimes they're nice. You want to come out to eat with us? And I do, but I don't. Because I'm fucking tired. I got to go somewhere else tomorrow. And I don't feel like spending 3 hours at a fucking Applebee's. And I'm ordering everything. You guys only get a per diem, so you get to order one fucking appetizer. And you're staring at my fucking riblets the whole time. Then I throw you a fucking riblet. Like you're fucking dogs. So I put a rider in. I have water, a deli platter, and I think that's it. And a T-shirt. I get a T-shirt from the college.
What kind of deli meat do you like? Do you have a specific kind? Or
ham? Well, I love any kind of deli meat.
Brisket.
Yeah. You mean prosciutto?
Mortadella. I love that Italian bologna.
Yeah, that's good.
Mortadella is the fucking best.
Yeah. You guys it's really a, getting you know this up.
You know what mortadella is? Do you know what it is? Fucking Denver boy.
No, it's probably meat. No, that's what we call it in Colorado.
You're so fucking uncultured. You really are.
Or am I pure American? Or has all the culture been washed out of me until I'm just pure red, white, and blue, baby?
Mortadella is bologna with the fat. Rings of little circles of fat.
And the fat's the best part, too. Oh, it's so good.
If you it's meat.
I had that
it's
in
like
Italy.
A better quality
so
than bologna,
good.
Though.
My friend came up with
it's way better.
With the drag queen name Mortadella Reese, which I think is like great.
That makes me not want to eat mortadella ever. Stick of the fucking ring of fat near her fucking asshole.
That sounds.
You like that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Really?
You like a fat asshole?
I would like to eat mortadella out of an asshole. I mean,
really?
It's a good meat. It's in an asshole. What's
I don't know. Maybe it's in an asshole where poop comes out. That'd give you Hep A.
No, well, no.
You're eating food out
that
of
would
a
give
butthole.
You, that would give you
a high risk for Hep A.
That would give you a Hep Sesame Street.
Yeah.
Wow.
Where is that? I'm not going to lie. It confused me so much I let it happen.
Are there Muppets? I didn't understand.
Here's the bomb bandana, and I'm going to put it over my face.
Oh, wow.
That's the new way of doing it, when you really bomb.
You took a shot from half court on
that. Oh, my God. I was so excited about it because it was the whole alphabet. It's Sesame Street, and it's got Sesame and Street, two fucking sisters in it. What the fuck, man? Louis, you like a tranny, right?
No. I guess I was thinking it was a drag queen. I was thinking about Mortadella.
So you like guys that dress up. You don't want the tits.
No, guy chest, guy nuts. I actually forgot we were talking about a man ass. I just thought about Mortadella.
You just thought about butthole?
Asshole. Yeah, just buttholes.
You like butthole that much?
I mean, yeah.
You love... Wait a minute. Look at me, Louie. You love an asshole?
Yeah.
Do you like licking it and sucking it and fucking it?
Yes.
What's your favorite part of... What's your favorite thing to do
sucking
to an asshole?
Sucking an asshole is hilarious to me.
It's hard to suck a hole.
When you get into the heat of passion and you're with a chick and
Bobby. I like to lick butthole.
And you're eating... You're eating your pussy, and then you go down to that asshole, and if it doesn't stink too bad, I've fucked asshole. I've hardened my tongue and fucking licked asshole. Yeah, I've licked it out.
Brushed it with my tongue. I bush on Bobby. I go like this. I eat pussy a very American way. I go, you done? You done? My turn.
That's an African American way. Barely doing it. Like, you gotta actually.
Bitch, I'm gonna touch your pussy. The frog lick. I put my nose on the butthole.
Mike, you like eating pussy?
And then eat pussy with it on her stomach.
Yeah. He's like, fucking, yeah, fucking do it. Yeah. You do?
That's all right.
Do you like the asshole?
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You know, I recommend, there's this Steve's Ice Cream. They make a banana cream pie ice cream.
What the fuck? Where are we going?
I'm just saying, if you eat that of an asshole, it's fucking delicious.
Steve's
is very good.
How do you set that up?
What do you mean? Oh, we should have dessert.
But it's got to be banana creamer.
Hang on. How do you... tell us how you set that up. I'm her. Go ahead. What do you want to do now?
What about rum raisin? Let's grab a pint and go back home.
A pint of what? Ice cream?
Yeah.
Oh, I love ice cream. What kind?
Banana cream pie.
Why do you like banana cream pie?
Well, it tastes delicious out of your asshole.
Oh my God. That's a good reveal. I'm not going to lie, that got me wet. I was like, you dirty dog. Yeah, let's go eat some ice cream out of my butthole.
You just kind of, you don't bring it up. You bring it in the bedroom. You just hang out eating. And you say, why don't you put your ass up.
Do you want to become uncomfortable real quick while I put this freezing
cold ice cream on your asshole?
If you put ice cream on my asshole, I'll be like,
yeah, and then you get a warm tongue on there, and then there's a contrast.
Oh.
You're so adventurous.
You lived
in Brazil. He eats fucking ice cream out of buttholes. Dude, if you're a real freak, you date Louis Katz if you're a woman.
But here's the thing, though, is how does the ice cream stay? Do you have to arch your back and make a bowl, like an asshole bowl?
Well, you go on a dollop, right? But I thought there should be like an ice cream cone kind of butt plug, right?
Oh,
so you could actually have one scoop of ice cream like resting on an ass, which I think would be phenomenal.
Yeah.
I would throw, do you understand? If I'm tasting ice cream and I'm like, oh, so good, and then I smell a hint of shit, I'm throwing up in her asshole. Literally, I'm going to puke in her asshole.
I just want to fucking... Like, if I had ice cream, I just want to fucking get over with and we get high and eat ice cream.
What if you go like
you're
this?
You get a cone in there?
That's what I'm saying. Like, some kind of cone.
What if you like this? You're like, I love this chocolate chip ice cream. And she's like, chocolate chip? That's vanilla, motherfucker.
Louis would just pull it out and go, touche. I'll keep going.
I mean, if there's any kind of, like... smell, you just don't even fuck with it at all. I mean, any kind of...
Well, there's got to be smell. It's an asshole. It's not like there's a fucking crystal clean asshole.
Yes, there is.
Are you a butt connoisseur?
Yeah.
What are you dating? High-end gay guys? How are you getting such clean assholes?
I'm just saying, all it takes is like one knuckle... in washing, and then you're clean. I mean, it's clean.
Wait a minute, you wash it with your knuckle?
I don't wash their asshole. I'm trusting them to wash their own asshole in that way.
Somebody told me once that the asshole is like self-cleaning.
What? Like an oven?
Yeah, it's the new GE.
She's like, shut my cheeks, it's cleaning.
Dude, you got...
She makes a noise and Mike's believing her. She's like, yum, 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 yum. He's like, so your butthole's clean now, right? I'm going to put my face in it.
Have you ever had one where, like, you're hooking up with a girl... doggy style, and it does smell, and you actually have to close the cheeks.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Because it smells like shit.
Yeah, you close the cheeks.
I remember one time.
Close the roof.
Close the cheeks, keep fucking.
Like it's Cowboy Stadium.
Years ago, I was I used to get a massage from this lady who was on. She was, you know, massage people on sets. Yeah, they always have this, like, some lady giving like a chair massage, right? So she, I wound up getting a real massage from her, and she wound up sucking my dick once. This is a long time ago.
Sexy Bobby, right?
Awesome.
No, sexy Bobby, but it was years ago, and she was kind of older, so it wasn't like she was smoking hot, but she definitely wasn't terrible. No, but she wasn't.
I mean, you got her dick sucked by a legit masseuse, like a real. That's
well,
awesome.
I don't know if she's legit. I mean, she did suck my dick, so she gave up that. She loses the legit fucking part when she put my fucking thing I piss out of in her mouth.
She forfeited
for fucking $60.
Oh, you did. All right, that's the question.
Well,
all right.
She rubbed my back and then at her place, and then she rolled me, and then she sucked my dick one time. And I would go back to her. You know, she'd let me come over late, and I'd go over, and she'd give me an awesome back rub and talk and blah, blah, blah. And then she'd fucking suck my dick again. I got nuts one night, and
Charging you
I'm
going to
get killed. I'm going to get killed for this, but I'm going to tell you. I don't know if I should tell you.
Yeah, no, you're there. You're okay. Come on. Fuck you. You're up on the diving board.
So she's giving me a back rub, and she's very therapeutic about it. The sound machine was on, and she's rubbing my back, and I was coming out of it. I got so sexy. Mm-hmm. I was telling her, and she's like, "Where are you?" And I was like, "I'm a panther." She goes, "Where?" I go, "I'm on a tree. The sun is just about to go down." Mm-hmm. She's like, "Oh God." And I'm like, "Yeah, and I'm just about to attack. I'm lying in my claws are digging into the..." She's like, "Tell me more." Mm-hmm. And I'm like, my claws are about to dig in. And I'm just lying there as the sun goes down and warming myself with the cold
Did
night.
You really fag up your S's like
dude,
this?
Dude, I was really... Like, this is the way I was talking. Like, I was just like... And then she's like... Oh, and then she started rubbing my cock and I'm like... Right?
Hilarious.
I don't know where I went. I went to another planet and I was playing this role.
You were a panther.
Dude.
What happened when you came?
Dude, I fucking jumped off the bed and I pulled her dress up and I just stuck it in. And it went in her asshole.
Oh!
And there was shit in it.
Oh. And then you weren't a panther.
Dude.
Then you stopped being a panther.
Brown panther. Brown panther. Yeah. You're
like, rah, what's wrong? Rah,
dude. Dude. I went. She was like, ow, ow, like that. She knew she had a poo or something because she was like, "Maybe you want to stop." And I was like, bleh! I pulled it out. I like broke a seal.
Oh my God.
And I fucking ran to the bathroom. I ran in the bathroom naked like a fucking chicken. I wasn't a panther. I was like, I ran and scrubbed my dick. Because I could just smell that smell of shit.
Oh, turned
into a puma.
Fucking puma. It works. It was terrible. I never went back after that because I just couldn't. Just always, because I associate things with smell. That's funny. Every time I think of her, I think of that. Ugh, yeah, it went south quick.
I've never had like an experience like that. That's crazy, man. That might turn me off to the whole thing.
Yeah, it was a bad one. I've had a couple.
This is a guy that eats ice cream out of buttholes.
Yeah, like a butt bowl.
That's so crazy.
Scobo, you've never done ass play at all.
Yeah, I have.
Really?
I had a really bad experience
on
with
him.
Ass play.
What happened?
I had shit on my dick.
From what?
It's having sex with a girl in the ass. And
really?
Like, I got a shit. And I was like,
she said it?
Yeah, she's like, "I feel like I have the shit." And I was like, "No, you don't." And
it's
then I pulled
dick.
It out.
It's just
and
my unit, girl.
It was just fucking my shit on my dick. And I almost threw up on that.
Welcome back to another episode of Burrow Butt Fucking with Chris Scopo. You ain't got a poop. That's just my dick in your butt.
That's the feeling I give girls. It goes up so far.
Yeah, it's going to hurt a lot.
My dick is fat.
I'm going to be
like my hips.
I'm going to be mad satisfied.
Dude, let me tell you something. If a chick says, "I think I have to shit while my dick's in her ass," I'm pulling out. I'm trusting her on that.
I was like 19, though. I had no idea.
You should have gone, "Prove it." Rip-corded
it
out.
She proved it, trust me.
Well, was it a lot?
Well, she said
it was like right on the top of my dick, yeah.
She said I have to shit. You didn't pull out?
Well, I did, like, maybe like 10, 15 seconds later.
Let me ask you a question. When you went
That's
in the bathroom.
Long time. Long time.
Yeah.
When you went to the bathroom, you pinched your helmet. Did shit come out like a Play-Doh machine?
No.
Look, it's a starship.
Look, I made spaghetti with the shit from your asshole.
Did you have a condom on?
No.
Wait, he said 10 to 15 seconds. This is how long 10 to 15 seconds is. Stop, I got to shit. Yeah, she's shitting all over you. That's 12. That's 12.
Dude, yeah, she's shitting.
She's like, seriously, I have to poop. Like, yeah, but I got another, like, what, 15 seconds?
I got at least 27 seconds.
What do I got on this butt meter?
Nobody shits like, right away. Yeah. That's not instinctual.
You got to sit down, read Sports Illustrated.
You got to fucking get your wrap ready to go to wipe the fucking asshole.
Yeah, think about some stuff.
Yeah, that's 13 seconds. I got 13 seconds.
I don't blame him. I've been told that and not stop, and it's like I
really?
Figure like I just figure there's all kinds.
Isn't
of
that called rape?
No.
Please,
not like stop.
Please, Louis, stop.
No.
I'm gonna shit on your dick if you don't stop.
I did the ice cream thing. Just let me poop.
What do you mean? She said
like,
I'm gonna shit.
Like, don't you think? Haven't you heard where like if you're fisting or fingering a girl, right? She.
I'm sorry.
Feel
stop.
Like,
stop. Did you throw fisting in like we all do this?
Yeah, you just casually tossed it in.
You have, you know, dude, when you fucking when you hang fucking a chick, you know what I mean? You
when
get the rope
pile, when you're pile driving her off an ottoman.
You got her hanging in a closet by a rope by her neck, and you finger fucking her asshole. You know, right?
Bloodletting. You guys do that, right?
You have a leech a bitch,
yeah.
Right?
You know, you take you have a, removes the headaches.
You have a leech a bitch's vagina, right? What? Did you fist a girl?
Yeah, but
dude, I'm not.
How many girls have you fisted?
Just one.
I'm not doing
just
that.
Just one.
He's
one.
Got tiny hands. Though.
Why did you turn into a French guy? Just one.
Remember where I'm from. Why, so Mike? It's a sensual thing to fist a woman. It is a form of lovemaking that you Americans look down upon. That I embrace with my butt ice cream.
Because it's your fat hands.
Yeah.
Do not fit in most
your
assholes.
Pudgy American hands cannot fit in a vagina the way my slender French fingers can feast a woman.
Feast. Mike, have you ever fisted like a chick?
No.
You ever fuck a chick in the asshole?
Once.
One time?
Yeah.
Really? Did you ever eat a chick's ass?
Yeah, a few times.
A few times.
Yeah, that's fun.
This is like this almost feels like he's testifying for Congress. Yeah. He's like leaning away, he's leaning in the mic. He's like, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He's got to lean into Dan every fucking couple of seconds.
I did.
We had a lot of buffers.
Excuse me, Michael, have you ever eaten somebody's asshole?
I believe so.
The answer is yes.
Have you ever fucked somebody in the ass, Michael?
Takes a sip of water.
No, he pushes the mic away.
According to my records, yes, sir.
They bring my brother in, like in Godfather 2. I don't know.
What about you?
Yeah.
It was on someone's rider.
I feel bad because we literally went into this whole club thing, and I turned on him. I was like, "Yo, fuck you! You should buy him sneakers." And then we went off on a tangent. He's one of my favorite people that I've worked at a club with, at the American Comedy Club, which is an insane club that I would love to go back to at some time. San Diego's an unbelievable city.
Yeah.
But besides all that, have you ever fucked somebody in the ass?
Yeah, recently.
Really?
Yeah.
He's like, I don't know, just. Now.
Just shit goes on a mic.
Don't even wash.
What went when?
I would probably like a month ago.
Really? What was his name?
Her name was. I'm not gonna say her name just on the off chance she hears this, but met her on Tinder.
He was calling you gay.
She was bent over and her asshole started to open.
Prolapse?
Yeah.
And no, the prolapse is when it pops out.
Oh, well.
It's called a red sock.
It was like, it just kind of.
Her asshole opened up.
Yeah, and I jokingly said, can I spit in there? Just because it sounded.
Yeah, that's always a fun joke.
Why do you think I'm opening it?
That's always a fun joke. Hey, can I spit in that hole? Oh, my God, yes.
She's like, you are fun.
You used to why did you run the comedy club? You should have been on the stage.
Well, she said yes.
Did it drop like in a well?
Well, I just barely missed, and then it just.
You heard it hit keys?
Yeah. Can I throw a penny in there, too?
You heard help. Help. See Louis Katz's head. Help.
I fell in with the ice cream.
Baby Jessica's in there.
That's what I was looking for.
That's an old fucking reference.
Baby in a whale.
Google that, motherfuckers. I say Google that.
So
now go back to the asshole.
Opened up.
Yeah,
butthole opened up. Now, what did was there a sound? Did it open? Did it open up like
Like the Death Star.
Tibetan monks.
I got the knife. The golden child.
You have to drink a glass of water to get the fire
out. You have to drink blood milk. Yeah. What the... So her asshole opened up. Did you ask it a question? Will I get a new job? Seems possible.
Not likely.
Chances not. Not unless you spit into this dark hole.
Do you mind if I spit in it?
Oh man!
I just saw your butthole open.
Yeah, hang on 1 second. Move that way. Stop. He's not going to hurt you. He's fucking producing the show. Not producer. Dude. Technical advisor. What are you?
Technical director.
Technical director. He's the director. A magic, yeah, he just wanted you to move over.
A magic eight ball butt plug, though. That is fucking phenomenal. Like, if
what, putting
you,
a whole eight ball in your asshole?
Not a whole one, but one that could tell
that's,
your fortune.
That's Louis style.
No. But what's something like something that could tell your fortune and be a butt plug would be really funny, I think.
Yeah, it's called a gypsy. thank you. So you fucked her in the asshole. Was she out a window? Why was she bent over? Sorry, go ahead.
Well, take it back a step. So you spit on it, and then it drips in there.
Oh, it just missed.
Did it sound like a spittoon? Did you hear ting?
That's hilarious.
Was it like a Western?
Mind if I spit in your asshole? Yeah, well, you know, these old parts are mine, ghost. I need to get my horse a drink and take myself a bath.
These free grazers got some balls on them.
If I find any silver, I'll cut you in. Mind if I give a little spit in your butthole?
Why no, sir? That's why I done open it.
It seems in my haste to get you upstairs in this bedroom, I forgot to bring my spittoon. Mind if I spit in your butthole? Well,
so she bends over on a bed, I would imagine, right? She's in doggy position. Her asshole opens up. Now, does it open up and it's still pink, or does it open up into darkness?
Dark.
Oh my god. That means she was empty inside. Okay, so her asshole opens up into darkness, and then you go, do you mind if I spit in it? And she says what?
Go ahead.
She goes, I didn't open it for no reason, dum-dum.
Yeah, hey, you queer, of course.
It'd be great if she had a garage, like a parking garage, a garage door, and she hits it, and it's like...
Can I spit in your asshole? How do you think your fist is going to fit in? Of course. So you spit in her asshole, you hear anything? Or is it just, do you make it in? Do you get a good one? Do you
No,
make,
I just missed.
You missed?
And then it just dripped down.
It dripped down, and like dripping sounds in a cave? Did you hear me in the background? Ted?
Yeah.
Ted. Ted. So you stuck your dick in?
Yeah.
Okay, now you spit in it. Did you really need to spit in it when she opened it that big?
It was just never seen such a gaping hole.
Okay. There's a reason that word exists, because it's accurate.
Wow. Okay, so her hole was gaping. Wow. Jesus.
A gaping butthole.
Wow. So she's been fucked before.
Oh, yeah. No. This was her first time.
Now.
an animal can open their own butthole.
Did you, when you put it in her butthole, did air flop out? Like. Yeah.
No, it was surprisingly uncomfortably tight.
Oh, really? So it was tight. So she locked it back up on your cock.
I would think.
So she knows how to control her asshole muscles.
Wow.
Wow, that is cool. Like a manatee pussy, right? So... So
you got that manatee butthole.
So then you're fucking her, and then what happened? Shit got on your dick?
No, she just told me to stick it in the other hole.
Back in the pussy?
Yeah.
Oh, you went.
Oh, I had
pussy?
To wash it off first.
Yeah. All right.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
That's not.
Yeah. You don't want to fucking. That's how fucking.
She's clean.
I am glad she's not careless.
Yeah. She's clean.
She's clearly got her rules.
Yeah. Yeah. So you had to go wash your dick. She had to tippy toe to a fucking fucking sink.
Yeah.
And wash your dick in a sink. That's uncomfortable. Do you soap or just wash it off?
Soap, yeah.
Did you palm oil?
Did you fuck him like that comedy club and just fucking, I washed it and just fucking washed it off with some toilet paper?
No, I mean, I gave it a good scrubbing.
Gave it a nice scrub, and then you went back in and stuck it in the puss-puss?
Yeah.
And then what? You know, there's girls that like ass to mouth. That's a thing.
Yeah. They don't like it.
They do.
No
man.
Way.
Abso-fucking-lutely.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah,
they like ATM.
I knew a girl that we called her that ATM.
Really?
She, yeah, that was her name, ATM.
Yeah, and then she jumped off a bridge because she found out we had a nickname for her. Did a lot of damage mentally. She was my friend's sister. She's dead.
That's why my hips are so big. I just can't lose the hips.
Hey, growing up in Queens, a little bit different than everyone else, you know? Sometimes you get girls jumping off the George Washington Bridge.
All right, what's the chat room doing? We got anybody in the chat?
When you guys were talking about the assholes, Kevin Lowry says it's like holding a seashell up to your ear.
Mm.
You can hear the ocean.
That's
yeah.
fucking hilarious.
That's pretty funny. What else?
A rancid void, Kevin Vosberg says. That's all ass talk.
A lot of Kevin's listening to this show.
A lot of Kevs.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that fucking, he always downplays the fucking chat. It's just ass talk. Keep reading.
That's about it for now.
No, keep reading, I said.
Okay, Kevin.
We got some guys tweeting at us, watching it live, so if you want to say.
Oh, really? There you go.
Sweet.
Oh, well, that's actually fucking, all right, that's
yeah,
great.
Guy yeah. too.
That's
pretty cool.
What else you got there? Anything else? What's the latest one in the chat?
Kevin Vosberg says, purple sock.
That's a prolapse.
Now, I'd throw up if that happened. I've had some crazy shit happen to me. I had a girl discharge on my dick once. That means all the stuff in her vagina like empties out on your dick.
Squirting.
That happens?
It's not squirting. I guess it's kind of like squirting, but it's like there's some coffee ground type material.
Cottage cheese? Like a cottage cheese kind of?
It's fucking
coffee
disgusting.
Grounds?
Nah, yeah. Dude, there's a lot of stuff up in a vag.
What the fuck? Yeah.
I know, dude. I don't know what to tell you.
It sounds like a miscarriage.
That's where my gag thing, you know, I puke easy. Yeah. That's where it came from. When I was younger, we used to bang this broad.
Retarded one on the bus.
She wasn't retarded. She was fucking mentally ill.
She was the one you made wait outside.
Huh?
You made her wait outside.
No, that was another one.
That was another retarded one.
She wasn't retarded either. She was just fucking like a weird chick. She was just a weird chick that followed me home. But none of them were retarded. I'm not going to really fuck a retarded person, a mentally ill person. They were just, chicks. One chick would just fuck everybody. She was like 30-something. Oh, she had a great body, too. Awesome titties.
But she discharged?
And she dished. Like, my friends fucked her. They were on a bus, and they fucked her. And they're like, it's your turn. And I was like, okay. And I was like the youngest one. So I started fucking her, and she just discharged.
Whoa! What kind of bus? Like school bus? Or?
Yes. Oh, it was an abandoned school bus.
Oh, well, that's haunted. That's
it was. Dude, I threw up. So it was in my pubes. And it came out like someone turned on a tub faucet, you know, like heavy that came out.
This is a thing though, this discharge.
Yeah, it's a thing,
she,
dude.
A fucking octopus? She fucking inked you.
I don't know, dude. It was fucking gross.
She pushed off and got away. Yeah, throw up on your own dick.
Yeah, she was
the active slut in the wild has its own way of
it was fucking disgusting. It was so fucking gross, man.
Yeah, that's horrible.
And that's when I threw up and shit. I'm getting better with it now as I get older, mm-hmm. because having a kid helps you with that.
I heard that.
Baby shit and things don't gross me out as much, but that's where my thing with. Like assholes, like I fucking puke with that shit. And I've fucked. Yeah, you know, what's that?
Well, I'm just saying I haven't had any of these kind of experiences. So maybe I'd be more squeamish if something horrible like that happened. But I've had like good luck, I guess.
Yeah, you've had asshole good luck.
And apparently there's discharge. I mean, I haven't any kind of discharge.
You're a good asshole prospect.
My friend had his chick, Lunker. His girl he was dating. He had discharge, and he used to tell me it's the grossest shit. But it was his girlfriend, so you really couldn't. What are you gonna do?
Is it like green? So was it,
I don't know. It's like no, it's clear. It's like it's.
Oh, it's squirting. It's all good.
Nah, dude, it's not. It's not her coming, dude. It was this other shit. Google it.
All right.
We'll Google it right now.
Now, Google discharge, man. It's fucking nasty. And it went in my pubes. So some of it was, it looked like my dick was in the ocean. Like I dipped it in the ocean and I pulled it back up and it was a fishing net. There's a couple fucking haddock, some fucking shrimp. You know what I mean? Like a couple jellyfish just holding on. Yeah, it was fucking gross. Anyways, real quick, if you guys listen, millionaires are being made all season long at DraftKings.com, America's favorite 1 week fantasy football site. 1 week fantasy football means You know what it means? There's no, it's a new season every week. Every week is like a new season, you son of a bitches who love this fantasy football. You don't have to do it for the whole month. Pick your team in minutes and you could be on your way to winning. Huge cash. One listener turned $10 into $5,000. Another turned $2 into $10,000. And a new millionaires has been crowned nearly every week this season at DraftKings.com. It's incredible. Every week they have a $1 million thing going on, and people are winning this money, man. So if you are into fantasy football, you need to go to DraftKings.com. It's 1 week fantasy football. It's unbelievable. They're a big sponsor of the show, and a lot of people have been going to them. And here's what you do. Get a free entry into their $100,000 fantasy football contest this weekend, where first place takes home $10,000. Head to DraftKings.com now and enter promo code Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, to play for free. DraftKings.com. Bigger events, bigger winners, and bigger millionaires. Enter Kelly for free entry now at DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com. And of course,
Amazon.
Amazon, yeah, go to our Amazon link on YKWD. And I'm just announcing real quick that I'm putting together a fundraiser. Me and my wife is actually starting the doing all the groundwork for it, but here at YKWD and all the people on it and hopefully all the fans listening, we're going to be raising money, not money, we're going to be buying toys for kids, and not just little kids. Kids in foster homes, kids who have been sexually and physically abused. I'm going to be giving out more details. We're going to be giving you an address. We're going to be giving you a list of stuff you can buy. It's not just little kids. There's a lot of teenage boys and girls, especially boys, need a lot of stuff. Headphones, shoes, electronics, Best Buy gift certificates. They're in foster homes. Their families, whatever happened. You guys know that I've been in foster homes. And let me tell you something. If they showed up on Christmas with a bunch of shit that I needed, I would have been a happy camper. Because a lot of times these kids who have been abused on Christmas, while everybody's watching the Santa Claus movies and getting whatever the fuck they want, these guys don't have shit. They're wearing old clothes, hand-me-down bullshit. So we're putting that together. We're going to be putting it on the Riotcast page and on my website. So please, when it comes out, I need you to spread the word and buy something and send it to the address, and it's going to be awesome. So, what else? Anything else?
Tweet.
Oh, yeah, tweakedaudio.com. We're going to try to get them involved, too. For unbelievable headphones, I actually got to buy some today. They're inexpensive. They're great headphones, and I lose this shit all the time. I break my headphones. I step on them. And you buy the ones at Apple, which are awesome, but they're $40. Go to tweakedaudio.com. You get 33% off if you enter the code word, what?
Dude.
And free shipping and a lifetime limited warranty. Tweakedaudio.com. Great headphones at a great price. Mic'd, non-mic, different colors. Go there now. They're a great gift for the holiday season. Inexpensive. You get 33% off. That's almost half. I'm going to see if they can donate some stuff to this cause, too. The YKWD gift giveaway. So that's it, right?
Do you have a foster home you're going to bring them to, or just every one of them?
We have an actual organization, which I'm gonna announce when everything's ready, because I don't want people to go to it now, that handles this. And we're teaming up with them. And I have a P.O. box, and we're going to have a place you can ship it. And you buy toys. They have to be unwrapped and brand new. And we're going to give you a list of stuff, so we'll make it easy. So, you can pick what you want. But then again, I want to let you know that, older teenage boys are the ones that usually get left out, because everybody wants to go buy a kid gift. Hey, I'll go buy a little toy for $5 or whatever. But, these teenagers. But we're going to have stuff. We're not going to, they go buy it. You don't have to figure it out. There's going to be a list of stuff that you can buy for these people. So, for these kids that need it. So, it's going to be awesome. All right, we're back. No break. I want to just keep going. So, we're done. So, anyways, I think we're moving on from the ass-holeness.
Okay.
Right? You cool with that?
Yeah.
Dan, this is the funny part about the whole story, though. When we open up, I open up, Louis, you are fucking so open about sex. I mean, you blow my mind. You look like you read books, you masturbate in secret. and you slept with fucking one Jewish girl in like high school, but you
a family friend's daughter.
Yeah, like, yeah. I mean, just some fucking, you know, some girl Sherry from Sharon, Massachusetts. You know what I mean?
Eliza had a wonderful time with you at prom. She said things got a little carried away at the Cape House. But we think you two kids are almost adults, so we trust with what you, you know. Yeah, hopefully you use protection.
I wouldn't trust this fucking kid with my mother. I guarantee he'd walk out with a finger popping story with my mom. Dude, your mom got drunk. I stuck my fingers and I just want to smell. But it smelled not bad, so you should be proud of your mother. That's what you should take from this. Not that I finger fucked your mother on a bench. But, and Mike, you seem to be very open too. I don't know you. And I forget your name.
Derek,
yes. Derek, you're very open. Scopo, you're open. You know who's not open? Fucking.
Deepu.
No, Dan fucking Soda.
I'm open. Yeah.
What do you got? You got any asshole stories?
He hides it with those funny voices.
I bury it.
He really doesn't mask it. He just does everyone's fucking bit.
I mean, you're great at the voices, but.
I've eaten butt, but I've never fucked butt.
You've never fucked a chick in the ass?
You're not freaky. You got a whole bit about how you're not. Yeah. Like, you got low libido, right?
But but Bobby doesn't believe me.
What? I don't understand it. It's not
I'm
that I don't believe
fucking. I'm mayonnaise. I'm plain.
You're American.
I'm American man. I like my sex on top of the woman with her facing me so I can see what's going on in her simple brain. And I like to do it for procreation or practice for procreation. I believe lust is the devil's tool. And I believe in every war we fight is a just war and that our politicians know our best interests and are putting them forward.
There's another voice you just messed it with, though. We never talked about it.
But seriously, I like little Indonesian girls. Bamboo shoots in my toenails as I come in their hair. Make them comb it into their hair.
I like to slice my dick vein while I come.
No, I'm not. I think I don't. I haven't fucked butt, but I've ate it. I eat butt. All like I said, when I eat pussy, I put my nose on the butthole.
Say, show you love somebody.
Yeah.
I like how we're back to talking about assholes.
Yeah, no, I was like, we should move on.
This is,
no,
this is our Iraq war.
But no, because you are a plain Jane, I guess, when it comes to that.
Yeah, man. I don't give a fuck.
Really? I mean, I'm not saying that you should give a fuck. I'm not saying
I've gotten my dick sucked in closets, like bar closets. I've done like shit like that, but
what's a bar closet?
When I did Veter's show a couple of years ago, there was a very promiscuous bartender.
Oh yeah, man!
Blown in.
I can't even find a fucking bathroom in half these places. How do you find a closet?
I don't know. She pulled me in the closet and blew me. It was pretty awesome.
The one behind the bar.
She works there.
The crazy one from like four years.
The closet behind the bar.
It's in the main room. Beyond the bathroom.
All right.
She worked there?
Yeah. So she like did like a hand motion. Well, first she did like a thing like fake flash her titties. And
yeah.
I was drunk. And I was like, don't fake flash your titties. And she's like, come in the kitchen with me. And then she showed me her titties. I was like, that's amazing.
Right?
She was
and
hot,
And then
too.
She was hot. Batshit nuts.
Yeah.
And then she went back.
Wait a minute. The girl who sucked your dick in a closet is nuts?
Well,
fuck out of here.
I know. And I was hoping she
wasn't. I can't believe that.
I was thinking about marrying
her. I want to suck your dick at work.
Oh, that's the best. What a dirty dog.
Don't fuck with me. Come in the kitchen. I'm going to show you my tits.
I have a very, I'm a very Showtime freaky. I'm very Cinemax freaky. It's not a crazy red tube, but it's, you know, it can give some people some bones. We're tossing out some pretty simple bones. Owners.
So you don't
fuck retards on buses.
Hey,
she wasn't a retard.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you for fucking seeing the truth. You listen. You're the fucking
mentally ill girl.
I used to get my dick sucked for classic rock CDs behind an AutoZone in Tucson.
Wait,
no normal shit.
That was super American, though. Yeah. American.
The most American thing.
You used to pay them in classic rock CDs?
No, this lady that used to blow me. I used to give her like classic rock albums.
Like name one.
Anthrax.
That's not classic. That's not classic rock.
I'm sorry, in my world it is. That's hair metal. That goes beyond. That's before grunge. Anything
it's
grunge?
Fucking classic metal. It's not classic rock.
Oh, classic metal then. I gave her classic metal. New metal. Now new metal's like Limp Bizkit shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Classic metal albums. For,
what other ones? Do you remember the other albums?
Yeah, what's another?
I gave her a Dokken album.
You got your dick sucked for Dokken?
None of these are classic rock.
Dude, I wouldn't even fucking lick a nut for a Dokken
classic
album.
Classic rock is
Black
like
Crows.
Steely Dan.
There was a Steve Miller Band album that I gave her.
That's classic.
Really?
But yeah, I used to just go in the classic rock thing and then just take like a handful of CDs and she'd blow me and I'd be like, pick one. And they're like, you get to pick another one next time.
Was she homeless or?
It was gross.
Wait a minute.
She was a land monster.
Stop for a second. Was this chick, did she not have a home?
No, she had a home. She had a home. Boyfriend.
She had a boyfriend.
Homeless, who was a trucker.
Homeless is worse than retard. You know that, right?
Yeah.
First of all, wait a second, Michael. She wasn't retarded.
Yeah, I know. No,
she's just was not all
ill.
There.
Okay, we got
it. Was just a mentally ill either. She just wasn't like us.
Like me. Mentally ill.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Well, you fucked a homeless girl?
Well, I had a relationship with one person.
Oh, and I'm the
well,
bad
technically,
guy.
She's not homeless. If you're dating her and you take her home, she's home.
Well,
she lives with you.
I mean, it was like a long distance.
Did she have a dog or a cat?
How is it a long distance with a homeless person? Because you're inside, she's outside?
Because she came over, it was a long walk from the woods.
I'm going to put you back under that bridge.
Hey, is there any way you can hitchhike tonight? I'm a little tired.
Thanks for letting me eat your homeless asshole. I'm going to put you back on the streets.
Can my dog come in? Yeah.
Your dog can't watch me eat ice cream out your butt.
Hey, listen, I borrowed a couple nickels out of your can.
She's like, if you're not going to eat all that ice cream, can you save some for me?
I can sell it.
I always feel so bad for those dogs, those homeless dogs.
You know, most of the time they're drugged. I just read this from the New York Times. They put an article out. You know those ladies that are holding babies that are asking for change?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know there's a Romanian community in Jersey that lets those women borrow those kids, and those kids most of the time are drugged up. So if you see that in the subway, go get a cop because they know that shit's going on. And be like, hey, there's a lady with a kid. Because a lot of times the kids don't look like the ladies.
Yeah. Wait a minute. You need change. How are you going to get the kid to stay still unless you drug it?
Yeah, right?
That's true. And I'm not getting in. You think I'm getting involved with that? I'm going to go get a... Excuse me, officer. And
I haven't done it yet, but I'm just going to let him know.
If you see it and you see a cop, you tell the cop. You
know? Yeah.
It's really hard to say to a kid, help mommy beg for change. So
they're not even their kids. They drug them up and they give them to them and they hold them for like 5 hours.
So it's a baby? Crazy.
It's like babies to toddlers.
That's a fucking horrible...
No,
muscle.
This is... Anybody listening, please don't fucking do this, because they're going to be in Central Park and see some Haitian lady with a white baby and call the cops.
I'm his mate. I am not a homeless lady.
I am nanny.
I take care of this baby. Why do you take this baby away from me? The parents want the baby back. There no parents work at a bank.
Gary and Kathy want
your
baby back.
You clock, you bear my one thing.
So
no, but on the subway, man, I always felt bad. I'm like, oh, this fucking lady's got a baby. I got to give her change. And then I read the New York Times article, and it's like, yeah, these people are pieces of shit.
I want to go back to you. 1 second with this. That's a whole nother topic. I need to find out, where did you meet this homeless lady?
She wasn't homeless when the relationship started, and she's she was like, you know, like kind of one of those gutter punks, but like,
yeah.
So I met her in Portland, and at the time she wasn't homeless, but as things progressed, she ended up homeless.
I remember this.
Yeah, I've told you the story before. I used to like talk about this more, but she's still out there somewhere.
She's just fucking walking around like Bruce Banner.
She does. She hops trains and like just travels all
That's
over.
That's fucking crazy. Yeah. She's probably tougher than any of us.
She's crazy tough, dude.
Let me ask
it's
you a
scary.
Question. So you met her. You met her on the streets?
I met her...
you were coming home one night? You saw her under a box?
Brian Dennehy and she's like Sylvester Stallone in First Blood. He's like, get in. I'll buy you a sandwich. I'm just going over that bridge over there. Ah, get in. I'll drive you.
You brought her to an island where you hunt homeless girls? Yeah. You and all your fucking redneck friends?
The most fun game is a human game.
How did you...
I'm in Portland for the night. I was doing gigs. I'm crashing at my friend's house.
Okay.
He wanted to hook up with a girl, so he lent me his car. And it's Portland like on a Sunday, which is not a lot open late.
Mm-hmm.
So I pull up outside of this. The only thing that's open, I tried one place closed, another place closed. This Pita Pit is the only place that's open, right?
I know Pita Pit. Yeah. Love Pita Pit.
So I pull up and I see all these fucking gutter punk kids sitting out front. I'm like, oh, these fucking kids are gonna hit me up for change. This is so annoying. I'm just fucking starving.
You say gutter punk?
Portland needs a Giuliani.
He does.
Yes.
Okay.
You know what a gutter punk? You know what I'm talking about?
It's the most Italian thing you've ever said.
I don't know.
It's great.
They need a Giuliani.
I don't know what a gutter...
kids. Heroin addicts.
Like those homeless kids with all the tats and the patches and shit like
that. Okay, I didn't know they were called gutter punks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you ever see The Killing?
No. Is it good?
They're on.
Okay. So you see this?
So I see them. I'm like, oh, they're going to hassle me. Then they go inside. They're working at the pita pit. And one of them is this beautiful, like crazy beautiful woman. And you know, you're always like, oh, I hope the hot girl serves me. You're like, why? You're not going to talk to her. Nothing's going to happen. But she starts talking to me. And then I tell her.
She smelled that you had a home.
She needed a shower.
She's like, you remind me of inside.
Well,
my dream.
She had a job, and she was not.
He's good with money.
She was not.
He could take my $50 and make it into $100.
If only.
Yeah.
So she's like, I'm telling her, like, I'm touring. I'm, you know, trying to make it sound cool. I'm touring. I'm doing comedy. She's like, I like to travel, too. I used to hop trains all the time. So I'm like,
fun.
Oh, that's so funny. Because when I first saw you, I thought you were homeless. And that was my line for picking her up, was telling her she looked homeless.
She blinked twice and a tear fell. As a matter of fact, I am.
At the time, she was staying with her aunt. And then later on.
That's not homeless.
As the relationship developed, she ended up being homeless.
So, but you didn't.
How did she break that to you? Was she like, hey, remember that thing you said to me the first time? Well, it's true.
Were you on the couch? Why are your knuckles so dirty?
Yeah.
I slept.
Why does it smell like you fucking slept on a vent?
It's a very long, complicated story, but she ends up.
Why do you have dry jizz on your chin?
She's like, I try to get the walls to stop talking about me.
I don't know.
What
I
happened?
Really, it's like a long.
She's not going to hear it. She's homeless. She doesn't have a fucking.
Right now, I think she's homed up right now.
She's homed up.
Does she have a phone? You talk to her still?
Yeah, from time to time. This is the crazy thing. Like, this is the thing I keep talking about with, like, you know, you talk to girls you hook up with and you won't see them for a long time and you end up keeping in touch. They're like, it's meant to be. It's some kind of magic. No, it's Facebook. It's just fucking Facebook. That's why I'm still in touch with someone who I should not even know where they are anymore.
Right.
But every once in a while I do hear from her and we do catch up.
Right. She sent you a photo of her under a bridge.
I'm going to show you a photo. And you can't. Can I show this to you but not on the thing?
Yeah, just don't put it in front of a camera. Okay. Just hand it to Scope and he'll hand it to me.
I want
to
see this.
I just want to show you. I'm going to show you the one where she's looking the toughest with her latest boyfriend.
Can you show me the one where she's got like the carriage full of cans?
She goes, do you know you can actually get a lot of vitamins off chicken bones?
Hey, that'd be a fucking great calendar. Homeless hot chicks.
Oh, the hot.
Yeah.
The homeless of Portland.
You just have like.
This is Debbie. She lives in a well.
Yeah, some naked chick, a hot blonde coming out of a garbage can.
Don't throw away your dinner. Save it for Chelsea. She'll be dumpster diving in Southeast Portland. Vanessa loves water.
How many pictures of homeless girls do you have, you creep?
Do you kill these women? Do you just keep them do you refer to them off air as your collection?
I always thought I was anti dumpster diving, but I saw some people doing it the other night and they were pulling some good stuff.
What were they pulling out?
They were at Union Market on Houston and Avenue A.
What were they pulling? Like, bok choy? What were they pulling out?
Yeah, stuff like that. Yeah, vegetables and, you know.
But you can get certain scrap stuff. Metal. You could sell scrap metal and stuff like that.
Oh, Jesus
He
Christ.
Took it immediately blue collar.
He really did.
I love Lucene's like, there's some bok choy. There's maybe some good vegetables. He's like, you know, you can get a bumper down at the dump.
Dude, you know how much fucking
7 cents a pound.
Hey, you got a Volvo? That thing goes on.
Hey, Dan, you know how much copper's going for these days?
Bro, strip it. You sell it down. You make a lot of money, bro.
Well, copper's like $2.70 a pound.
Jesus Christ.
Is it really?
Yeah.
It is. A lot of people will fucking go into people's homes and steal their copper.
Yeah, they steal, like, we do, like, sanitation jobs and we clean out houses and they'll just, people will come up and try to take the. Take the metal, anything like that. Cardboard, too.
Aluminum is like 40 cents a pound.
Yeah.
Yeah, if there's a vacant house, these people will fucking go in and they'll rip all the pipes and copper out of the walls.
Well, brass is like $1.65 a pound.
How the fuck do you know that?
Did you guys start your own service where you just take down fucking
houses? Brass is fucking.
Scopo Sanitation. It's coming out.
That's a good picture.
Dude, watch out. Just, Dan.
Okay. Don't show the camera. Did you see
No, we didn't, but you be careful. Not us.
Oh, but she's like ethnic or something.
I can see it. I can see it. I can see it. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Don't do that.
Don't
I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry.
He just literally. Are you?
Let me show you a scary one, though.
Mike, what the fuck is wrong with you?
All right,
I thought it was a podcast.
I mean,
it's right there. This is her looking.
Yeah, we're video.
And I'll show you her with her new.
I
remember, he's
this.
The technical director.
It won't happen again.
Oh my God, she's hot.
What's up,
she's
Dan?
Super hot.
Let me see.
She is hot, but she's dangerous hot.
Let me see. Let me see. Let me see. I'm going to tell you right now. Oh shit! You get like fucking.
That's your profile. I don't have those pictures on my phone.
Do you know all these chicks?
It's the same chick.
This is the same chick.
She just looks different because she's a...
Yeah, mixed. She's really hot, but she's, dude, she's dangerous.
Let me
real
show you
dangerous.
The true dangerous one.
You fucked her?
I want to see the dangerous one.
You fucked her?
We were, like, dating for a while.
And she didn't have a house?
Yeah, for
how
a
does
while.
She not have a fucking
yeah,
home?
Yeah, hot chicks without a house can't trust
but can
me.
I say well, something?
That was her asshole.
When they have a drug problem, sometimes they end up without a house.
Oh, she was a heroin addict?
Mm.
Really? So that's always fucking a risk.
Yeah.
Do you like roulette too? Do you like you like a nice craps game with all your fucking money you do at a gig?
Here's what I do. I like to find a beautiful woman.
Yeah.
With a dependent drug habit.
Yeah. One that I could get AIDS from.
Look
I want it
this.
To be risky.
This is her and her last boyfriend. How scary is that?
Oh.
Let me see that shit.
Oh my God.
Let me see.
That's like a bad scene from True Romance.
Yes, I know.
Is that right, Day?
Don't show the camera, dude. For
this
real.
Motherfucker here.
Nigga, white boy day.
Yeah, I want to show the camera just to teach you a lesson. Dude, are you out of your
This was years ago. This is another life. I'm not I don't fuck around with girls like this anymore.
But
this
you understand that this girl
he looks
oh
like
God.
A Grand Theft Auto character.
I love yeah. it though. He had a house though, unlike you.
He looks like a Far Cry character.
They were on the road. They were stopping in it somewhere.
That was the house that the family they just killed and murdered.
We fucked in their blood. Like
I sucked the husband's dick while I fucking murdered his wife.
and then Skeez, my new yeah. boyfriend, slaughtered the wife. She yeah. was pregnant.
While he was eating the little girl's vagina, asshole.
But those pigs deserve to die.
Oh, God.
Hey, Louie. Saw you just did a show. How'd your show go?
I was bathing in the blood of the innocent.
Hey, Louie, we're going to stop by if you're going to be around.
I really feel like we left off on the wrong foot. Anyways,
yeah.
Cypher wants to talk to you.
Cypher!
He just got a drug shipment from Tijuana.
Yeah, dude,
I love,
a mess
I love
too.
That they have assault rifles in a picture.
Yeah.
Her ex actually had a name like that. I wish
I
could remember his name.
Yeah. It's always, I grew up with scumbags like
that. You know what he was? He was the fucking, he was that little bump in the middle of her life where she goes, I shouldn't date these guys anymore. I should just date the nice guy.
Why
and then
can't I fall
this
in
guy
the
walked in.
Louis.
This guy walked in and goes, hey, can I get a chicken wrap? can I get that on wheat? Do you have wheat?
Can I have something soft and warm that I'm going to trust regardless of what it does? And she was like, I'm going to try it.
Oh, that's
fucking... Back to train hopping.
Oh, man. That's so cute. You train hopped. I murdered for heroin.
I killed him.
I've sucked dogs off to get drugs.
That sounds hot.
What's that?
No, I'm just kidding.
Why, you into that type of porn? Have you watched it?
I haven't watched it. No, I have watched it. What I'm saying, I've watched it.
You've watched dog porn?
Yeah, you can't
I've
say
I've seen it.
Have you jerked off to it?
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
That means yeah.
Like it's been so long. Do you remember? Like it was more. That was more like
Louis.
Like can you see crazy shit on the internet? Like it's more like.
And then you jerk
crazy.
Off to it. Yeah, I jerked off to some fucking weird stuff.
I don't
dog to interspecies.
I know what I have not jerked off to dog porn.
I saw a hot chick get fucked by a German Shepherd.
I've seen that one. These are standards.
All right.
It's like the dude getting his dick sucked by a fish. What else? You
what? I didn't see that one.
Oh, what about the gay guy or the guy getting killed by the horse dude?
We've all seen that.
Yeah,
that's sad. That's just
seen
sad,
that, actually,
because that's just a miscalculation.
No,
you know what I mean?
That is
like I blame the guy.
Pure natural power.
That was what. No, there was a guy, the fucking guy who was holding the fucking. He was his job was to hold the cock, and he slipped up.
Yeah, well, if you get a cock spot. You need to make sure that
you gotta make sure the cock spot his hands can wrap around the cock.
And also has the strength of a horse. Because that's what you have to stop. I don't have fucking centaur strength. Horse decides to fuck you powerful. Hey, bud, you put yourself in that position. I'm just a friend trying to help a friend.
It's the saddest part of that video is when you see the guy's hands slip off.
God damn it.
And then the
so
horse,
upsetting.
But the horse realizes, he went, I'm free. Huh, yeah. Huh. And he fucking hinched up and then went the cow.
Yeah, that death blow.
You didn't even hear ow though. That's what bothered me. You didn't. You heard.
Well, he made the noise.
You see him die.
I mean, pretty much. You see the death blow get struck.
Is the horse nutting him?
No, I don't think no. the north.
Jesus,
I don't know.
You pert. What?
Yeah,
the
he died.
I've never seen the video.
He got
I don't know.
Pregnant with butt babies from a horse, yeah. And the horse was bigger than his own body, and that's how he died.
He
that is what happened.
Sea horses come out.
He had a colt come out of his fucking mouth.
He died 9 months.
I'm
later.
Gonna name him Midnight.
So
he's black like his father.
But it is. It is funny how quick animals, big animals, come. When you see animals fuck. let me finish.
I would love for you.
You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. When you see animals fuck, it's literally they get on and they fucking
thrash,
bang bang. Yeah.
And gerbils take forever.
They can't do multiplication tables. They can't do multiplication tables in the head.
Okay. Thank you. No, guys.
That one's going to be just outside.
Just outside. That hit the fucking guy in the head.
That was him hitting the pigeon. That was like when Randy Johnson hit the pigeon with the pig.
When they come, like you see these animals fuck, and it's a couple pumps because it's dangerous to fuck another big animal.
Yeah. Well, do female animals come at all?
Oh, that's a good question.
I don't know. That's a fucking great question.
You should ask one.
We need a scientist or just like a dog, like a female dog.
Or how about this? How about this? How about an Indian on a computer? Make her come. How about that?
I remember,
the fuck? We have the guy. Like if you said, I want to find something out. Just get an Indian with a computer. He's fucking literally what Siri was founded on.
Yeah. Yeah, what are you doing over there?
No, he's producing.
How can
the show.
I help you, Michael?
I remember when the internet first came out, my buddy used to always like show like
jerk off on your chest.
I would lay there and enjoy it. But he showed us a video of a chick sucking off a horse and taking a horse load.
Oh, it's crazy huge.
Yeah, it's like
is a horse load.
It's funny. How it's so big, it's funny. She's like, it's like you're hitting someone with a powerful hose.
She's I remember that one.
But then the video that fucked us up was there was a video of a guy fisting his girlfriend's asshole.
Oh, he's got going like that.
Yeah, you've seen it.
What happened?
All my creepy Jewish friends.
What is it?
Tinkle.
What is
Tinkle
it?
Knows about that one.
Yeah. So
what is it?
So it's a lady laying on her shoulders with her ankles over her head, and a guy's got two surgical gloves on, and he's fisting her butt, but he's going one hand at a time. It's going.
Okay.
And she goes, I'm almost there. I'm almost there. And then he goes, whoosh, like that, both hands. And she goes, But here's the crazy
does
thing about the whole video.
Does she come?
Yeah.
Like does it shoot out?
She's just like, but he maintains an erection in a condom while he's doing it.
She comes like Keith Robinson.
He's like, oh, you're bugging me. Oh, get both your hands in there, stupid. Oh, I want to come. Oh, it's irritating.
So,
shut up, Debbie. I'm coming. I'm gonna be able to look at Keith the same.
Keith being double fisted is a crazy impression.
I'm almost there.
Both of them in. Both hands, you dummy.
That's not enough. Get a friend.
Dude, whoever finds this video, the guy maintains an erection with a condom on, which I find to be the most impressive.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he's got both hands in this girl's asshole. And he's still fucking 12 o'clock.
I would fucking throw up, dude. I would throw the fuck up. If a chick, if that's the only way a chick could come.
You want a
condom? I don't like the taste. I hate that ass. I hate the fisting is gross.
I wouldn't fist an asshole. That's too
funny. But even fisting a pussy is like, awesome. That's fucking
How
disgusting.
How is it awesome?
It's
disgusting.
Awesome.
Is
it's disgusting.
It,
yeah,
in a magical, you made your hand disappear away?
It's just, it's. I don't. To me, I don't know why I think it's hot. I just think it's like super
it's disgusting.
Hot.
Like, it's disgusting. Like, I think it's gross. I think it's gross because I don't, the fact that you have to get over the fucking, the four knuckles.
You're like,
I got a small hand.
No, that's not that small.
Were you this or were you this?
I'm this. I know what I'm doing. I'm not an idiot.
He's not an asshole.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know the rules.
Yeah, he's not just. He's not fucking Rocky Fiving your box.
How is it fisting if you're not going in
Thank
with a fist?
Thank you. This isn't a fist. You're
that's
handing.
Not a fist.
No. Listen, first of all, you two, when he gets in there, he makes a fist.
Did you?
Like
make a
man.
Fist?
Let me think. No, I was just like this, like that.
What is that called?
Handing.
That's called the hand puppeting.
Yeah. You drank water and she sang a song.
Now that's Sesame Street right there.
Yeah.
I just put my hand up to the camera for 8 seconds and Deepu never went to it. Yes. All right, good. We're on the fucking same page. Listen, I'm still not doing it. Okay, fucking here. Take that. I could never fist somebody. I don't like it. I think it's just the dick should go in there. You're not supposed to stick a fucking arm up somebody's body.
Not a
whole arm. Dude, but if you go in, how far do you go in?
It was like that.
That's a lot of hand.
That's a lot of hand, dude.
That's a big pussy.
That's a real, you made it that way. You like fucking, you forged her pussy.
Was she a size queen?
No.
So she, is your dick, you got a big dick, Lou?
It's decent.
Yeah, he's all probably right. Got a big piece.
You got a big piece?
You can just tell by the way he carries himself and the freaky shit he's into.
Well, dude, I could, if I put my hand in a chick's pussy and then put my dick in, she'd be like, when are we going to fuck? I'd be like, we are.
I got fucking bear paws. So
yeah, you're fucking hands.
Well,
yeah.
No, isn't it? I mean, that's they have kids, right? It's elastic, right? It goes back.
Yeah, but not that night. Yeah. You get a fucking Kegel machine and it takes 8 months. Yeah, no.
There's a Kegel machine?
They have to pray to a certain angel. To a certain saint.
Saint Tight Pussy?
Yeah. Saint Dominic, please return my pussy.
Have you ever fisted somebody, Mike?
No. That's I told you no.
Okay. What about you, Deepu? Have you ever? No.
Never been in an asshole. Girlfriend wants to try it, so I'm excited for that.
Can I just say something about Ferguson?
Can we do it on the show? Can we do that on the show? Can we?
My first anal entry?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'll have to ask her, but yeah.
It's the unsexiest web preview.
No, this is what it is. Ow, 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 ow.
Okay.
Is she Indian?
Yep.
Wow.
Is that like a thing with your parents?
Like, what, ass fucking?
You'll have to ask her.
It's fucking rude.
Wait a minute,
man.
You'll have to ask her, what kind of Indian are you?
You're the new kind. No.
But, do your parents stress it? Are they like dating?
No, they would just prefer it. They would be like.
Are you talking about fucking her in the ass or dating an Indian?
Dating an
both.
Indian girl.
Both. Both. All the. All the.
And butt fucking.
Deepu, if you take one thing away from me, I want you to always fuck in the butt. No baby. It's pure logic. Now go date an Indian girl. And good luck putting two and two together.
I don't like
butt sex.
No, I don't mind buck sex. I like sticking in it a few times, but then I take it out. I don't want to just fuck completely in the asshole.
Well, it is. You know what? And what I was realizing is like I'm like into it, but maybe I'm almost more into like maybe. Like porno. Like in real life, there's complications, as we've discussed.
Yeah, poo.
And yeah, and that is
on
a complication.
Your dick. Going in your
it's
dick
not,
hole.
Not, I just say, not
like,
fun.
I'm not rich enough to for anal sex because I don't have enough sets of sheets. Like, I just go through, you know.
Yeah, and you're fucking, your diet is awful, too. You know what I mean? It's not like you guys are eating fucking high-end fish and vegetables. You know, the chicks, you're fucking a homeless. They're eating beans out of a can.
She's like, I had some crow. You want to fuck me in my dumper? If this will give me some shelter, you can do whatever you want to my body.
Me and my dog had the same lunch. Yeah. you want to fuck my ass or his?
My last boyfriend, Razor, put me out on the street. But he used to fuck my butt when I was sleeping. So I guess I'll take a roll of the die with
this
you.
This thing is going all over the place. Was it stalling or something?
We're trying a new program here, so it's kind of stuttering a little bit, but it's fine. It's working pretty smoothly.
No, it's actually not. I've been staring at it, and it's fucking, it's driving me nuts.
Yeah, I know. It's frustrating me too, but we'll work
okay.
on it.
Okay, all right. I love your positive take on this, though. No, but it's fine. It's okay.
Guys, everything will be okay.
Yeah, we apologize who's in the chat room. What's the chat room saying? Let's go to a real quick depot, and don't say no.
No, we got a bunch of stuff lined up.
All right, let's do it.
Yeah, Mega Tech Guy says, Kelly had to die for this show to live.
Oh, wow.
How the fuck?
Mean.
What
mean.
The fuck is wrong with you, dude?
Tyler Norcal says, that's how cheap Louis Katz is. He had a long-distance relationship with a homeless person. Ha, 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 ha.
I don't get it.
I don't either, but I like it.
Save some money, maybe?
I had to fly her places.
You flew a homeless person?
You flew her here. You brought her to bar 4.
No.
She was like, what is
no.
this airplane?
No, I didn't bring her homeless. I didn't know.
Did you hear fucking Scopo? That was a good one. He goes, what is this airplane thing they speak of?
She's not from the jungle. She's a fucking homeless person from America.
Yeah. She knows where planes are.
So
she usually sleeps where they take off.
She had to blow away across the country to come hang with you for a weekend?
She's like, how did I get here? Well, I think you better not know.
How about this? How did I get here? What does that smell like?
Slicer.
There's some very satisfied railroad conductors.
She had to hide in a barrel.
I just blew a guy in a yellow Peterbilt to get here.
Yeah. Okay. It's obscure.
All right, what else you got?
Tyler NorCal says, Dan's head and voice take all the testosterone out of his nutsack.
It's funny.
Yeah.
Would explain a lot.
Oh, I get it.
Because I don't want to go ass to mouth.
Yeah.
That's true. Okay, I get it. What else we got?
That's about it for now.
Okay, you sure?
Yep.
Do I have to make you go further?
We got any more sweet
zings? Give me one more. Give me one more.
Mega Tech Guy says, yay.
No, not that one. You know the one I want. The other one.
Jizz Jam?
Yeah, that guy. Okay.
I wish Jizz Jam was here. I would have fucking loved that. Leslie Lowry says, Louis, or is it Louis or Louis?
Louis.
Is always showing pics of hot girls he's banging too.
Oh, yeah.
Louis. Maybe he's talking about Louis.
Not Louis. No, he's got a girlfriend. He's got a fucking.
Yeah, you pulling on some hot tail, man.
You really do, man. I mean, you really do get a. You know, I want to talk real quick about. I get a call from Giannis Pappas, who we love here at the. You know what?
Never responded back to me.
I talked to him.
Oh, okay.
But I'm sorry. I should have told you. Yeah. I went to. He calls me. We did a surprise birthday party for Paul Verzi last night.
Cool.
Up at his house. He lives. Have you been to Verzi's house?
No.
It's fucking beautiful. And it's up in. It's 40 fucking 5 minutes away from my house.
Wow. Really? Is it like an hour and a half from the city?
Yeah. I mean, he's.
Dude, it's fucking. Dude, it's 20 minutes door to door.
He's out of his fucking mind. First of all, it's 20 minutes on the back roads to get to the highway. So, like, I'm driving home around 1 o'clock last night, and...
You gotta be careful out there.
You gotta be fucking... Dude, you see eyes and deer. They don't give a fuck about you either.
Wow.
But I went up there, and we did a surprise birthday party. It was fucking... His wife is amazing. She cooked all this fucking food. She made an insane meat sauce. It was so good. She made sausage and peppers. It was so much food. He came in. Giannis was there. There was a bunch of other comics. It was fucking awesome. Then we went outside. Fucking, he had like one of those fire pits, and we all hung outside and smoked stogies and fucking, we trashed him. We made him. He, you know, he auditioned for Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll.
Oh, really?
For the pizza guy.
Okay.
The guy from Broad City actually got it. The roommate,
the Spanish guy.
He's fucking great too. He's a really nice guy, and I love that show. But Verzi didn't get the part, so I was like, well, let's. Why did you get it? So let's reenact it. So I got it on video. It's by the fire pit. And the line is, I got a pizza for Bam Bam. And, you know, he's supposed to read it like he's, he doesn't, it's kind of a cute, confusing name. So it's like, all right, action. He's like, yeah, hey, I got a pizza for Bam Bam. Right? Just puts a pause. Like there's a fucking 9 commas and a few dots. Dude, we were fucking laughing so much, dude. It was such a blast. Then we went inside. I'm leaving. They take out a 6-foot fucking Italian sub. His wife was like, just in case you get hungry, had like a note. In case you get hungry, I ordered this too. So then we ate the sub. It was a fucking great night. So I want to say happy birthday to Verzi.
Yeah.
And it was birthday. Fucking awesome.
Bummed.
But he lives way the fuck out there, dude. I had to have somebody walk me to my car because it was dark. Fucking dark.
That's crazy.
And I was like, I don't know if I could live up there, man.
Yeah.
I mean, you know where I live.
Yeah.
I live right by your chick.
Mm-hmm.
It's right around the corner. It's country, but it's not like the highway.
Be careful of driving at night. It's a little.
You do, but it's still. You know what I mean? It's. I'm right by 87.
The street lights.
Suburban.
I'm right by all the major highways. I'm right near a huge mall. I'm right by White Plains. I'm 30 minutes to the city.
How do you get up there? You take the parkway?
Huh?
You take the parkway?
I take the parkway 87, either or, east side or west side.
Take the digging?
No, I don't do the digging.
You could do the
digging. That's the 87, right?
Yeah.
I take the digging. But his house is in the middle of fucking nowhere, dude. Like, his backyard, we took a walk in the back, and it was just us. It was fucking like a bear could come out and just take you away.
Like, what kind of bear?
I don't know if...
Like a big bear?
Shut up. All right, apparently this fucking line of conversation that I brought up really fucking brought the show
to a screen. Barn burner.
Well, fuck you. You could add. You know, I steer the ship, you cunt. Shit up, and then I'm sorry you don't have a fucking Woods voice.
Oh, okay. Well, let me bring up what I ate for lunch yesterday. I woke up. Well, the heat's on in our apartment, so it's a little uncomfortable.
Why is the heat on?
Yeah, I don't know. My fucking landlord turned on the heat, and now my house is like fucking South Florida.
Why?
Becky CEO.
Oh, is it the pipe
heave? Yeah, and he's just like, "What do you want to do?" I don't have windows, so my in my bedroom.
Oh, he just
so
hot
my
in your room.
So my roommates are like, "No, this is great." I'm like, "No, it's not. It's a fucking oven in my. It feels like mid July in my bedroom right now."
You got wait, 4 months of that now too.
What's I know? Yeah. I don't think I'm gonna do it. I think I'm gonna move out because of this.
Are you really moving out?
I might have a place for you.
Can I say something? First of all, don't be disguised by that fuck. That's his excuse. He's been dying. He's been. He has enough money. He's on fucking 9 TV shows.
No, I'm not.
Shut the fuck up. He makes all this shit. He's on the road. He's paying fucking $4 a month in this fucking hovel. Okay. His girl. When are you gonna fight? Why do I hate coming?
She loves it.
Shut your face. She hates it. Because your girl lives near me. I know her family's an up fucking nice family. She doesn't want to go to
fire. Are you a volunteer firefighter?
First of all, who the fuck wants to go to what a fucking
are you a volunteer firefighter?
What intelligent chick wants to go to a room with no windows?
A one that's loving and trustworthy of her boyfriend.
Hey, sweetie, can we go to a sauna?
Let's get down to the real question.
Here's the fucking.
Are you a volunteer firefighter?
No, why?
Why is it? My girlfriend's mom was talking to someone that lives on your block.
Yeah.
And she was like, "Oh, Bobby? Yeah, they got the infant. He's a comedian. Yeah, he's also a volunteer firefighter." I was like, "There's no way Bobby's a volunteer firefighter." And my girlfriend was like, "No, he is. My mom said he is." I was like, "Well, your mom's wrong."
Yeah, her
and
mom.
And she goes, "Call Bobby right now."
He's probably just on the calendar.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're out of them. Well, okay. I can't volunteer for anything.
That's what I thought. There's
what
another,
fire am I going to fucking put? I can't get up a ladder.
I guess.
This lady in Boston had a great joke. She's like, her husband's a firefighter and he's fat like me. And she goes, "The only way you better not be on the second floor if there's a fire. The only way you get in this cocksucker up there if you hold out a bucket of chicken."
That's good. They said there's another actor on your block. Apparently.
What?
Yeah, like another.
That's
like,
bullshit.
It is?
Dude, I
fucking
vetted.
You're not the celebrity in the block?
Oh.
I'm the biggest one in this room. Listen, I vetted them. There's no other celebrities
all right.
on the street. What are you
You call my girlfriend's mom a liar.
Yeah, she's a fucking liar. I'm not a firefighter. She lied once. Why can't she lie twice?
I don't know.
She's lying. She's making shit up. She's fucking gossiping.
Why did you vet it to make sure there was no other celebrities? You wanted to make sure?
I didn't. Do you really think I did that?
I don't know.
What are we on, a fucking NPR? I'm fucking joking.
I mean, he also dated a homeless woman, so yeah. he probably takes words at face value.
Yeah.
She's like, "I'm not homeless anymore." He's like, "No. Okay." She's like, "I'm homeless again." He's like, "That's tragic."
Why are you taking my change?
Yeah.
Hey, listen.
Why are you going through my jeans when I was sleeping?
That's how you get her fucking pussy wet. You fucking rattle some coins. Tiki, 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 tiki.
That's how she knows she's going to fuck him. She's like, ladies and gentlemen. All right, where's the bandana?
Listen, I liked it. You're not getting it.
Thank you.
So yeah, I see. Okay, can we just cut back for a second? Let's cut back. No, I'm gonna prove a fucking point, and we get it on video. As long as this fucking new program didn't stall out again. All right. When I went to my fucking story, and you sat there and shut down emotionally,
and
fucking creatively, all of you fucks, by the way.
Oh, so
okay?
It wasn't just
yeah.
Me.
You all turned into a fucking former club owner, booker, whatever the fuck he is. Okay, Derek. Right. Okay. Here's the deal.
Yeah.
And then you like, well, that's like me bringing up my fucking thing. All of a sudden, we brought that up,
and it murdered.
You know why? I let you. I go. Tell me about it, and you did, and I helped, and he helped, and we all fucking helped. Because when you want to be fucking funny about something, you fucking flat-nosed cunt.
Because the story, also, the story I told,
is
about you. So that's why I got you
involved. I think I'm getting fucking Bell palsy right now. The side of my face
is
doing
something
weird.
Sorry to hear about a lackluster dinner party that none of us were at. Yeah, happy birthday, Verzi. Yeah. That sounds like a lovely time. Guys, you guys want to tell me about the time I parked my rental car?
All right.
I kept waiting for something to happen.
All right. I kept... Dude, you don't think I kept adding shit? Did you hear me?
You brought the woods into this?
Dude, I got a bear. I fucking had a sub at the end.
I did not get it.
The sub was the twist ending.
Yeah, that was your Shyamalan. You M. Night Shyamalan this with a sub. I'm leaving.
No offense, Deepu.
There's a sub. Oh, he's the fucking, yeah, that's their Scorsese. He's got to love fucking Shyamalan.
That's fucking stupid. So you're moving out of your place.
I don't know if this heat thing doesn't fucking solve itself.
We used to, let me tell you something. When me and Burr lived on, first of all, I did Comics Come Home this weekend in Boston.
Which I was seeing all your Instagram pictures. It looked fucking insane.
Yeah. It was a great photo that Laugh Button took of you, Baby Max, and Jimmy Fallon taking a picture.
They didn't take that.
It did. On laughbutton.com.
What?
Ooh,
that wasn't leaking. Laugh Button, was it?
Yeah,
shit's leaking, bro.
No, that was just from. That wasn't from them. That was.
Well, they put it on their site.
Yeah, that was the photographer from the garden. Yeah, yeah, they weren't there.
It was a great photo.
No, because if they were there, yeah, there was. Me and I mean everybody was there. What a fucking lineup. Tony V. If you don't know who Tony V is, he's a beast. He's from Boston, and he is a fucking killer, dude. Oh. He is a killer.
He was in the heat. He was in. I mean, he's been in a ton of shit.
He's a funny. He's one. He's that guy from Boston. Tony V, Kenny Rogerson, Noxie, Sweeney, Gavin.
Those were all the names that List used to say when we'd go out drinking.
You
got to see Tony V.
He's so funny.
Is there stuff of him online? Does he have like?
Huh? Yeah, absolutely. Joe Iannetti. Who just recovered, who's one of my great friends, who just recovered from throat cancer.
Wow.
So got throat cancer a year ago.
Throat cancer?
From fucking his ex-wife's vag.
Oh, yeah. Jeez.
He got that, was it PV? What is it?
HPV.
Got throat cancer, okay? He came back in the nick of time, recovered from it to do this show.
Okay.
And he killed with fucking all cancer material, which is hilarious. He had such a great joke at the end of it. He goes, he's killing with all this cancer stuff. Then he stops at the end and he's like, listen, I just want to let you guys know how great comedians really are. They're the most amazing people in the world, because when it came down to it, all these comedians that I knew, even if some I haven't seen, who put on benefits because they knew I couldn't work for a year, and they put on benefits and raised money, and it was unbelievable. I mean, my Facebook was going crazy, and all the money they raised for me so I could, you know, go through this and beat this cancer. And he goes, my girlfriend, you know, was kind of sick and tired of all the depressing stuff on my Facebook, so she put photos of us from last year when we went to Vegas, but she didn't put fucking dates on them. So now all these people are fucking sitting there, fucking
thinking you're spending their money.
They're seeing me in fucking Vegas throwing dice. He goes, making it rain. Yeah. It was just a great fight. He just knocked it out of the park. Mark Maron was there. His voice is good.
Is it different?
It's a little different.
Does it sound cool though, like the DOC?
No, I mean it's a little, you can notice a little different, but it's him. He's got his voice. Mark Maron killed it. Jimmy Fallon. Lenny Clark, who's a fucking monster, and he is awesome. He just annihilated. He walks out with tail green fucking jeans on, and fucking monogram slippers with L and a fucking C on the foot. He's just right. Leary. Then Jimmy Fallon went out, and with Leary, they sang songs. It was fucking great. Awesome. Jim Gaffigan.
Jesus.
And me and Billy Burr closed it out.
Well, Gaffigan's from Boston?
No, he's not. He's from Indiana, but he's, you know, they don't have, it's not all from Boston. It's mostly comics from Boston. They always have like special guests. It's the 20th year, so they just fucking loaded it up.
Jesus.
Yeah, and fucking, you know, Burr, they're all fucking so funny, man.
Is it the first time at the Garden?
First time at the Garden. It was 13,000 people.
Was it crazy? Whoa. Because especially you and Burr starting, you know, like Knicks and all that kind of stuff. And then,
yeah.
And then like you two kind of being at the Garden together. That's pretty fucking nuts.
Yeah, is it kind of like you look back like, oh, fuck, we kind of did it?
Well, I was a little nervous just because last year I had to close. And closing is a tough spot on show any year because it's always a great lineup. And I was still nervous this year because I'm following Fallon, you know, in the crowd.
Yeah.
And then they brought like firefighters up and made it like emotional. And it's like, I'm going to go tell fucking dick jokes. But so I was pacing, dude. I was nervous weeks out for that. You know, I played the Garden before. I did it with Dane at his tour. I did that, you know, 25 minutes in the middle in the round. Wow. It was 18,000 people. But it's, you know, I didn't give a shit about that. It wasn't my, you know what I mean? This.
Yeah.
I was following Al, who I love, but, you know, I wasn't really worried about following him.
Yeah.
You know, you're following Murder's Row of fucking guys, and the later the show, the more you go, oh, fuck. So I'm literally just watching Jimmy Fallon, the, you know, fucking guy from The Tonight Show with Dennis Leary, singing songs, the place going nuts. And I got to go up, and how do you break that first second?
Yeah.
How do you walk out and go, what the fuck? You have to rely, as a comic, on your fucking instincts. Mm-hmm. You have to go with that. So I was like, dude, I'm going out there and I'm just fucking acknowledging this shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And I went out and I was like, oh, this is fucking great. I got to follow Jimmy Fallon, fucking Leary singing, Jimmy in the audience, hyping it. And then firefighters. I go, why don't you get Ted Williams' head? Stick it on the fucking, on the hi-hat so it can go up and down during my whole set. And that just fucking set it off. Yeah. I was like, yeah, now bring the fat bald guy out who nobody knows. So weird. It was fucking, I had fucking.
Because I saw Maron tweet about it during your set.
Yeah.
It's like, holy shit, Robert Kelly's funny.
It was great. Everybody was fucking great. That's so awesome. It was fucking.
That is a crazy lineup.
It's a crazy lineup, and they raised a shitload of money.
That's awesome.
For it. And it was, I went to Giggles for the first time in like 20 years. Like, Giggles is a club. The last time I stepped stage, I was on the stage, I was an open micer.
Wow.
So,
Where is it?
It's in on Route 1 in Saugus. Because, okay. I love Mike Clark, Lenny's brother, who booked Knicks, and he also booked Giggles. Giggles is his club, and his wife is a sweetheart. I wanted to do a warm-up set just to fucking see what I'm doing, and it was fucking crazy. The cast from Sex and Drug went.
That's awesome.
So that was fucking great. I was backstage, dude. Fucking, dude. Michael J. Fox, Cam Neely.
Wow.
Dude, I'm sitting there talking to this guy. I found this VIP section. I didn't even know it was there. I was over by the fucking buffet all night, just fucking hanging with the regulars. Mm. Then all of a sudden, there's this VIP section. I didn't even know. I go, what's in there? That's where all the VIPs go. And they let me in. I was like, oh, great. I'm a fucking idiot. So I'm talking to this guy. He's like, you're so funny. You fucking... And I'm like, ah, oh, fucking thanks, brother, thanks. And this is my mom. She's from Somerville. I'm like, I grew up in Medford. Me and her start yapping. I'm like, I'm telling her how Somerville people are fucking scumbags. You know, all the fights. Times I got my ass beat by Somerville motherfucker. She's laughing. She's like, ah, oh, you're right. You're fucking those cocks. And then all of a sudden, I look over and I'm looking at this kid. And I'm like, wait a minute. This kid, who the fuck? That's fucking Captain America.
Oh, wow. Chris Evans?
Dude, it's fucking Chris Evans. And he's the fucking greatest guy. His mother is fucking hilarious. She's just like fucking every chick I grew up with.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I didn't even know it was him. He had like a beard and a hat on.
I didn't know he's from Boston.
He's from Beantown. He lives right in downtown Boston. But I'm sitting there going, this guy looks like him. I'm not going to say it because it's probably not. And then I'm like, it's fucking him.
Captain America.
I just wanted to go, dude, I'm such a big fucking Marvel fan.
Yeah.
I just wanted to start quoting shit. You know what
but
I mean?
He probably thought you were the coolest because you didn't even bring it up.
Well, he was a fucking great guy. He was fucking awesome. And his mother was awesome. His sister was great. They're just regular fucking dude. People from Boston. I mean, he has a Boston accent too. Which
no
I didn't.
Way.
Yeah, because I mean, when he's around, that's what happens. I think when you go home,
yeah.
and he lives in Boston. He doesn't live in L.A.
Cool.
I was like, you live in? I fucking stay here. They hate it. I was like, how fucking much do you have to respect that?
Yeah.
That the guy's like, go fuck yourself. I live here.
Yeah.
I'm not moving to L.A. That's fucking great. But he was. Then he was like, dude. This is the fucking funny part. He's like, dude, can I get your number? Is that weird? I go, nah, not at all.
You're Captain America.
Dude.
You can have my kid.
No, let's not get carried away.
I don't know.
Iron Man could have my kid. Okay. Robert Downey Jr. could have my kid.
Drug use history, I'm giving him to Captain America.
I want him to have a little edge.
Thank God. Thank God.
I don't want him to be edgy enough to fucking bang Louis Katz.
That's fucking awesome.
Dude, it was fucking crazy. Crazy.
Have you been texting him since then? Like,
well, no, because he texted me, hey, it's Evans. I was like, I texted back. I was nervous. So I texted back, good meeting. Fucking idiot I am.
You just had another not
Listen,
you moment.
Dude, I forgot to put the U, okay? So now it sounds like we were fucking
good
hanging.
Meeting.
Like we had a thing. We work for Home Depot.
Now he thinks you fucking are in business with him.
Yeah.
He's like, that was a good meeting. That's a good. We're gonna raise the bar this month.
I talked to him.
He just blocked him immediately.
Yeah. He's like, "Well, this asshole."
That was a mistake.
Yeah, that's it. I wrote good meeting, and that's the friendship's over. And then I had this unbelievable night. Max went to the Garden. He didn't see me perform. He got too tired. He had to go. But she was at the Garden. He met all these people. We got all these fucking crazy photos. And then I'm looking at the photos later, and Cam Neely, who's a hockey god.
Yeah, he's a Bruin legend.
He's the fucking legend, okay? He's the motherfucker. He's the greatest guy ever. But, you know, I mean, you know, he... You know, you could see who is comic. He knows this guy and that guy. And, hey, how you doing? Thanks for coming to me. He was really nice to me after my set. But I look at my photos, and there was me and Don and Max getting photos. And there was me and Cam and Max, and he was kind of looking, you know, like annoyed. Yeah. Like, all right, I'll take this photo. Let's go. All of a sudden, Don gets in the photo, and his hand's on her back. Ooh. And he's smiling. Ooh. And then I see in the next photo, and he's smiling again. And his hand's a little weirder. The next photo, he's looking right at her tits. And Don, that fucking dumb broad I'm married to, smiling away, doesn't even know that fucking Cam's about to fucking take her in a room and fucking go, listen, I'm going to fucking fuck you right now, right?
Or did she know?
If you crop me out of that photo, it's the happiest family you've ever seen. The happiest family. Cam, Max, and Don are the greatest fucking couple in the world.
Yeah.
So
Don's going to start calling Max Neely. He's like,
your new name is Neely.
He's going to start wearing Neely jerseys around the house.
They start putting black tape over the K and the E. And just start putting in an M-E.
Your dad was a hockey legend. My dad's Cam Neely.
Like, is he? It was Bam Bam from Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll.
So that was pretty crazy too. I mean, Leary brought me out as Bam Bam, which
that's
was
awesome.
That was nuts. That's when I was like, oh shit, I'm in a fucking show with this motherfucker. Yeah. So, but this whole night, unbelievable. Fucking me and Jim Serpico were there, his kids, his family. It was amazing. I get back to the hotel. I had the fucking set of my life. It was just an incredible night. Everything was awesome. I get back to the hotel. I open the door. I hear shh. I was like, my wife just shushing me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, I had to sneak into bed.
That's what it is, man.
I had to fucking sneak into bed, put my headphones in. I had so much energy. Back in the day, I'd be fucking tongue deep in some fucking Bostonian fucking Saugus chick's ass.
Don't lick my ass, so I don't like it there.
Now you're trying to vibe down with your fucking
I'm just in a
tweaked
bed.
Audio headphones. Just sitting there watching your son
watching
sleep.
Captain America.
You go, I just shook hands with fucking Steve Rogers, Captain America.
Chris Evans, you fucking cunt.
Yeah, the character's name is Steve Rogers.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Wow, okay. All right. I'm just
going with you. You're a big Marvel fan?
I'm a huge Marvel fan. I fucked up, all right? You know what? You passive-aggressive cunt.
I knew that one, though.
That was a good one. That was a good one. I know, but I just don't want you to fuck up the name for real.
That's always that's what it is. People don't realize stand-up comedy. You go back to your house and you're just normal. Oh, get on the N train.
I so want him to fucking... Nothing.
But you have Captain America's number, though.
I do, but I can't use it. I also have Uriah Faber's number, but he thought I was Norton.
That's
he did.
Fucking hilarious.
We were at a fucking UFC event. He's like, dude, what's up? I'm like, what's up? He's like, dude, this is going to be great fights. I'm like, fuck, I love these fights. This is going to be awesome. It's great. Dude, take my number. Dude. I was like, well, fuck, all right, I'll take your number.
You're Uriah Faber.
And he goes, yeah, dude.
California kid.
He's like, dude, all right, man. He goes, I'm a big fan. I'm like, dude, thanks, man. I'm a big fan, too. He goes, great, man. Someday I'll come on your show. I'll come on the radio show, right? And I'm like, ah, fuck, yeah. Yeah, come on anytime you want, buddy.
It'd be great if he was talking about, you know what, dude.
Dude, he was.
I love if you sold yourself short.
He wasn't. He wasn't, dude. Yeah. He was talking about fucking O&A. He was talking O&J now.
But that's fucking, I mean, that's got to be, from the standpoint of like, you know, you being a Boston kid, coming up through Boston, coming home, doing the fucking garden with a lineup like that.
Yeah.
Especially being on a lineup with a friend that you started with.
It was incredible. It was
awesome.
Well, I started with all those guys. Joe is my mentor. Joe's one of the most underrated comics around.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a fucking old school, fucking funny joke writing.
Joe
Iannetti.
Okay.
He is fucking great. Tony V is great. I mean, I came up with these guys. I remember doing shows and they were the headliners. Yeah. I was the fucking middler. And I would show up and watch them and be like, I just want to be able to kill like them. You know, and when I came, Jim Gaffigan, when I came, you know, to New York, but even Mark Maron was back in Boston.
Yeah.
Back when
Maron's
I started.
A Boston guy.
He was at Catch a Rising Star. He was one of those, he was the original alternative comic.
Yeah.
I mean,
he started that whole movement, right? Him and Janine.
Yeah, he started the rooms. Yeah.
Him and Janine and who else? It was like Patton.
Stephen
Wright.
Yeah.
Even Maron's a little
like older.
Yeah.
So it was, you know, to be on that show with them, but also to hold your own too. You know,
I mean, that's unbelievable.
Everybody did
you
their
followed the host of the Tonight Show with Dennis Leary,
one of the biggest stars,
has some of the biggest comedic song hits in the world, and they're singing songs. Then you,
everybody fucking killed though. And this is what I loved about it, and this is what I think sometimes comedy loses now. With, I don't know, it's a weird, I don't know if maybe I'm out of my mind, but I think back, even though we all came from the same city, we all were different.
See, I think that's still, I still think that's the case.
But I see a lot of people, I see a lot of the same type of comedy. Like Billy Burr went up at the end of the show and did fucking Burr. He went up and just, he didn't fucking cater. He didn't try, he just went up and did his what he does.
Yeah.
And Gaffigan did what he did. I did, we all just did our thing.
Yeah, but you guys are also fucking 20-year vets. You yeah, but guys it, have learned we, how to do your thing.
Yeah, we've been that way since day one, dude. Back when me, Patrice, Dane.
But Louis and I
are the same guy. That's my point. You guys need to fucking silhouette yourself and be original, Dan. Write something other than a Russian joke.
That's all I got. It's my free bird.
Go down there.
I start tuning my joke guitar and people go nuts. Like, he's gonna do the Russian.
That's what you know. Dan is not having a good set when the Russian is in the first 10 minutes.
Well, they have me hosting at the cellar. I do all new. Just bomb with it.
Oh, shut
and
up.
And then I do the Russian to bring him back.
I did a new joke, which was awesome. I was very scared to do it. I did a new joke
at the garden.
At the garden, yeah.
Wow.
I did
it. That's risky.
I did. I came up with this joke when my wife was like, she came up to me last week. She's like, I have this advent calendar, and inside each date for December, there's a piece of chocolate. So her and Max and I will sit down, or her and whoever, and sit down, open it up, and you know, and he'll have his piece of chocolate until Christmas. And it's this, she's like, this is a beautiful tradition that my mother did with me every year, and I'd like to carry on that tradition in our family. I was like, I love it, absolutely. I go, we should carry on one of my traditions with my mom. In a Christmas, we all wake up, we're opening present, and around 10 minutes in, just yell, we're never fucking doing this again! Never! It's done! Yeah. You guys are ungrateful! Yeah. It's Jesus' birthday! And it worked. It killed me. I was fucking nervous, though. Because, you know, any screaming joke, if at the end of the screaming, if there's not a laugh, you're fucking just sitting there screaming.
Yeah, you look like a maniac.
Yeah, you just look like a fucking maniac. That's like energy comics.
The act out comics.
Comics, and they fucking flip out, and at the end, you just hear a thump. And then
breathing hard.
Yeah.
That's my favorite. But then a lot of times, audiences are just trained to clap because they're like, you did something exerted.
Yeah, you said a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I did that one night. There was at the Village Underground, there was one comic, I'm going to remain nameless, was getting applause break after applause break. And I was like, ugh. I go, you want to see me do it? I'll go up and do it. Watch. I know how to emphasize and
talk
build.
Fast.
And I build and I go, I'm going to get 3 applause breaks. And I went up, I got 3, boom, boom, boom. I was like, fuck you. Laugh. I don't want your applause.
Yeah.
I'm not doing a one-man show.
Sorry. And then you do the reveal. And I'm like,
oh, that's just fucking good. There's an applause break that's real when people laugh so hard that they just
applauding. A real applause break, it starts in fractions where like people start to like just laughing so hard they start clapping, then everyone clapping.
I think I'm having a stroke, by the way, because I cannot say applause break.
We always say audience. You're Jimmy Vollner.
Fucking audience is fucking the way to say it.
What a great audience.
You know what? Dan.
Have you seen this? Have you heard about this?
You know what? Fuck off, Dan Soda.
Now you're riding high after your sweet dinner party.
Great weekend. It wasn't a dinner party, it was a birthday party for a friend.
I know, because I fucked up. I thought it was next Monday. And then I'm like, I texted Jonathan. I'm like, I'm coming up the 17th.
I invited Dan, but I don't know if he canceled. I go, he canceled.
I didn't cancel. I fucking thought it was the 17th.
I go, he canceled because Dan is in the stage of his career where he says yes and then he cancels.
Oh, really? Or I'm a fucking pothead who thought it was the 17th. And
what would you do last night, Dan?
I had spots. I hosted the cellar.
Where?
Here.
Can somebody verify that?
Yeah, I was at the cellar and I was at
what time?
Stand Up New York.
What time?
8:45 at Stand Up New York, hosted the 9:30 at the cellar last night.
Really?
Check it. I brought Louis on stage and people
Louis
clapped.
Who?
CK.
Ugh. It's always so funny. Such an ass kisser.
You just bomb I like they hated me, and then they bring up Lou, and they're like, "Great job!" I'm like, "Yeah, I brought up a fucking celebrity, you asshole." I don't care. Some drunk girl's like, "You did great." I'm like, "No, I didn't. I ate my dick up top."
How great? How is he just killing?
Yeah, I mean, his new shit's unbelievable.
Oh, I gotta go.
Is he getting a new hour?
Why wouldn't he? Why wouldn't they all fucking come up with a new hour every 6 months? They set the... We get it. You guys did good in school. Now you can tell a dick joke, too. Now you combine the two. Fucking voila. You're better than everybody. All right? It used to take 2 years, 3 years to come up with a fucking hour. And you had that time to expand the jokes. Now, because these fucking savants almost fucking... it's sick. It's mental illness. That's how smart... they are, and they go and they write fucking hours. I'm just gonna stay home and fucking focus. That's called Asperger's. It's called fucking. Well. It's OCD. I'm gonna stay home and just write, and then I'm gonna perform because I don't need to pay rent because I got a fucking $10,000,000 in the bank, so I can just stay home for 6 months and fucking fuck off.
Well. Those OCD motherfuckers have a good new 30. Saw last night.
Yeah, yeah. And plus, they're funnier than us. No, he is fucking. Jesus Christ. And Burr, too. Burr's stuff was fucking killer.
I'm super excited for his new... Hey, your special, what about the big news?
Yeah, got picked up. Comedy Central.
Central, buddy.
Yeah, they bought it. Yeah.
Fucking awesome.
It
was
January.
Day.
We don't have a day yet, but it's January.
That's so. Going to be awesome, man.
Oh, that's really
fucking going to
awesome.
Be great. Yeah, and then we got the...
How great is it to know that, though?
What?
Like, through the long process that they picked it up.
Well, here's the thing that's fucking weird about that, and we'll wrap up on this. But the thing that we... We were all set to go. We had everybody say no.
Yeah.
Okay. Everybody said no, except for this, you know, New Wave, and they were great. But it just didn't work out the first time. It didn't work out, and we had to pull away. And you know, they understood. And then we went back to them, and it didn't work out again. You know, it was just a little whatever. They do great stuff. Brian, you know, Jack Vaughn's over there now, but it didn't work out. And for us, you know, to go and do it, you know, for Serpico to put up his money, and I always say this every fucking week, I feel like a broken record, but it really is gratifying to take a risk and then it have it pan out. So, and to be on Comedy Central is fucking great.
Yeah.
Because they're fucking, that's what comedy should be.
I just
I remember,
you know, kind of watching you be heartbroken when they kind of fucked you. Not fucked you, but they just, when they passed, and it was when I read that news on Laugh Button, it was kind of cool. Felt like a win for the good guys.
Well, it's a funny thing is, you know, you never get mad. I always say, you know, you see people don't get shit, fuck them and fuck that, and these people suck. It's like,
it's
no, they don't suck. They just didn't want what you had at the time. You know what I mean? It's like when the Strip never used me.
Yeah.
I never got mad. It was like, I'm not going to get mad at Lucian because someday, if I reach the goals that I fucking have set, I'll work wherever the fuck I want. Yeah. So why am I going to fucking burn that bridge or say, fuck you? I'm just not his cup of tea right now. Listen, Mike Clark, the owner of Giggles, didn't use me.
Yeah.
Because I was dirty. He said, dude, I didn't use you back in the day because you were dirty. Now you're kind of dirty with a purpose.
Yeah.
Which is kind of true. I mean, but, you know, what if I said, fuck you, you didn't use me? It's just not, it doesn't matter. You will, you know what I mean? So it's like when they said no, yeah, I was bummed out, but it wasn't going to stop me. If I had to film it on my iPhone, I would have done it.
And I think that's exactly, it was kind of, as a younger comic, kind of cool to see that happen because you really didn't take that attitude. You could have taken that attitude of like, fuck them. And you were like, I remember having phone conversations with you and you were just making fun of yourself.
You got, damn, I'm too old for Comedy Central. I'm fucking this and that.
And then you filmed it and it's like, when I read that press release, I was like, that's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
It's just cool to see a friend of yours, you know, kind of get the thing that they, you know, they deserve.
Well, you know, it's weird. The way I come up with stuff, you know, is it does take me a long time. I don't
know. We heard your story about Verzi's birthday party. That'll be a great bit in 7 months.
I'm going to fucking, let's just end it right there. You. All right, let's give it up. Let's go around the room. Derek, you got
what
nothing.
Buttholes will you be spitting into?
Yeah, what fuck? what fucking? Where are you going to be, buddy? You got anything going on? You just fucking work? What's the company you're working for?
I'd rather not say after the butthole story.
All right. Are you going to be bringing any new technology to us?
Probably not you guys, but... It's for retail.
Retail what?
Retailers, like online retailers, so it wouldn't necessarily make sense to...
Wow, so you went from being at one of the number one clubs in the world to being in a room.
Yeah.
Bringing stuff to Walmart.
Yeah. Huh,
sounds great. Good choice. All right, buddy. Well, good to see you. Thanks for coming up. And you're just a fan of the show that wanted to come up? And Scopo got in touch with me, and I, of course, know you a little better than that, but did you have a good time?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, good, man. Come back anytime you want, but just make sure it's okay with us first.
Don't show up downstairs one night.
Yeah, just don't just show up. What do you got, Mike?
I'm doing a half an hour at the Creek in the Cave this Saturday. I don't know when this comes out, but
next Tuesday.
It comes out next Monday. Yeah, but yeah, people Monday. Listening live, so yeah, I don't know how many people we have in the room, but there's people in Long Island, so go check Mike out. Are you funny?
Dude, Racine's fucking hilarious. Racine's one of my, I mean, he's fucking.
You say that, you guys all say that about each other.
No, he's fucking hilarious.
He's like fucking Lewis has, everybody's Lewis Gomez's best friend.
Yeah, but Lewis stinks.
Dude, Nate's my best friend. Oh.
Yeah, Lewis Racine's has like 17.
Everybody's
best
his
friend.
Best friend.
I'll put it on me. Racine's funny as fuck.
Okay.
I wasn't that great today, but I didn't want to, you know, hijack the show or anything.
What are you doing? Spilling shit, brother, right at the end.
God, I love that he stumbled when he was trying to be cautious.
Yeah, dude.
What an asshole.
You're fine. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I didn't want, yeah, I want to, like, overtalk or anything.
Dude, you did fine. What do you? What, good, you know, yeah, don't worry about it, man. You were great. I mean, you weren't. You're not coming back, but you did.
I did pick my nose on camera like twice. I forgot I was standing.
Listen, right brother, you come back anytime you want. Like, but like Derek, make check with us first. No, you can come back. Absolutely, dude. You were great. I feel it's weird because people feel like they have to do a certain thing on this show.
Yeah.
You could fucking come here and not say one word. You know, like fucking Bergazzi used to come in and just stare at me with those fucking weird round eyes. And then all of a sudden he'd say the funniest thing in the world.
Yeah,
what do you say? Like two or three fucking insanely funny things a show.
He's got that autistic charm.
He is really fucking, yeah, he's a funny cunt.
It's like you just dropped 14 matches.
Dan, what do you got?
I'll be at Laughs in Kirkland. The 20th through the 23rd.
What is it called?
Laughs in Kirkland.
Where's Kirkland?
Outside of Seattle.
Oh, okay.
Washington.
Are you gonna fuck a homeless girl?
No, I don't go the Louis Katz route. And then I'm gonna be at.
You don't wanna get mushrooms on your dick?
Yeah. Cap City, Austin, Texas, December 3rd through the 6th.
Awesome. And Dan Soda on at Dan Soda on Twitter.
At Dan Soda.
What is yours, Mike?
At Mike Racine. R-E-C-I-N-E.
Yeah, please spell that again.
It's Mike R-E-C-I-N-E.
One more time.
It's Mike.
I just like hearing my voice in the microphone. Yeah. All right, what do you got, Louis?
I'm going to be, you know, I have a weekly workout room here in Brooklyn, so that's coming up. This Monday is our 2-year anniversary.
Where?
It's Legion Bar. It's
I didn't know that.
Sac Magic.
I'd love
baby.
To work out.
Really?
Yeah, I gotta come up with a new hour, apparently, because these fucking cunts come out with every 6 months.
All right.
I got to start mine.
Well, then, man, I would love to have you. I just didn't even think you'd want to do it. So,
I got your number, right?
Yeah, we'll work it out.
All right, cool.
So that's at the Legion Bar off the Graham L Stop, East Williamsburg, this Monday. What's this coming up Monday?
The 17th.
Okay. The 17th is our 2-year anniversary, so it's going to be a big show, a really good lineup, and it's every Monday and it's free. So come check me out there. And my Twitter handle's at Louis Katz. That's at LouisKatz.
Awesome. What do you got for yourself, Scopo?
He's getting on Twitter at Chris Scopo.
Are you having a better time now that Kelly's gone?
Well, I don't want to say that.
I'm asking you seriously. Are you feel freer? That you're not doing the video, you're actually over there and you're having a good time.
Oh, yeah, because I didn't know what the fuck I was doing over there.
So now. So you admit
I'm
it.
I'm glad she's not here.
You admit that you didn't know what you were doing.
Yeah, I had no idea what I was doing.
Okay.
Whatever you taught me, I was just like, oh, okay, I can
but
do
now
it.
You feel good?
Yeah, I can. I know how to do all the other stuff. So all right, pretty
great.
Good.
Okay, go ahead.
And then he's a fucking genius over there with that stuff.
He really is.
He really
yelled at the entire episode today.
You did not get yelled at all, dude.
Oh, really?
Are you fucking out of your mind?
The pain on my back, man.
Well, you should because you fucking did this. We'll talk after. And you're very short with me, which I don't like. You can't just you. But I don't think anybody in the room likes that about you. But I do put up with it because you are a savant. If you had more to offer, I'd like. No, I'm kidding. Go ahead. Come on, wide hips. What do you got?
Bobby, you'll be at Uncle Vinny's.
This Saturday night, Jersey. All right, anybody in the room from Jersey or Northern New York or Eastern New York or Philadelphia or, I don't know, anywhere near.
Anywhere you want to go see Bobby this weekend.
Doing Uncle Vinny's Friday night?
And Saturday night.
Where's the one Friday night?
Friday, you're at Tom's River, and the next night you're at Plymouth.
You know who lives in Tom's River? I believe Chris Weidman, doesn't he? Or is it? No, it's Frankie Edgar.
Frankie Edgar.
So Frankie Edgar, somebody fucking tweet Frankie to come on down. I get him free tickets. to see my show.
I think he owns a gym out there too.
Yeah, fucking Frankie Edgar, he is one of the baddest motherfuckers walking the earth. Go ahead.
Then you're December 4th, 5th, and 6th.
Saturday night. Where am I Saturday?
Uncle Vinny's again in Point Pleasant.
Point Pleasant. So
two different places?
Two different places, yeah. I had some guy fucking tweet today. Yeah, I'm going to be at a fucking Renaissance. It's like, yeah, dude, I'm sorry. I'm not fucking selling out fucking the Guacamole Theater in fucking New Mexico for you, you cunt. Okay? I'm going to fucking local places to work on my new hour because they're fucking writing new hours every 6 months. Okay? With a lot of old stuff that I'm going to do, too. Go ahead.
Then you're going to be at Magoobie's Joke House.
No, we're moving that. Yeah, don't say that. We're done. That's it. That's it.
One more. Yeah, December 12th, you're going to be at the I Play America in Freehold, New Jersey.
Where the fuck is that?
I am.
Oh, I'm also in the Comedy Connection, Rhode Island for New Year's Eve.
That's not on.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, all right. Don't talk. We're gonna be New Year's Eve. I'm gonna be at the Comedy Connection, Rhode Island. Go to their website for tickets. I'm gonna update my website. My wife's not on it. She's got a baby. I gotta fucking yell at her when I get home. But it's gonna be a great show. Two shows. New Year's Eve, Comedy Connection, Rhode Island. Me, Robert Kelly, and it's gonna be fucking. I might bring one of these fucking queers with me too. Not Dan, because we know you're a headliner, Dan.
Oh,
and,
hey, dude. You know. Marcel at Caroline's on Broadway for New Year's.
Yeah.
If you want to ring in the New Year in the big city.
Yeah. Yeah. If you want to try to get in to his show. Yeah.
Try.
That's what everybody wants.
Good luck.
Yeah, there's 10 billion people from around the world
screaming,
surrounding his show. Yeah. If you want to get patted down on New Year's going to a comedy show by fucking some fucking overzealous cop, go to Dan Soto. You want to have a fun time? Go to fucking my place in Rhode Island. Anyways, like I said, you guys are the best fans in the world. Thank you for donating. There's the donate button on the Riotcast YKW website. You guys are amazing. Heather Graves, you know, Ian, you guys are great. Thank you so much. And check out for that new fundraiser we're doing, Gift Drive, YKWD Gift Drive. All the information is coming out this week. It's going to be awesome, and we're going to help a lot of kids that need it for this holiday season. That's it. You guys are the best. Thank you for listening. You know what, dude?
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.
And they are all free.